Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
No, that phone's all yet.
Oh.
That was a punk song.
Steinberg. You know why I like this song?
Because you like candy.
Good afternoon. Oh, how have you been?
How have you been?
A lot of crises at my house.
What's your favorite candy?
I like wintergreen and traditional five flavor.
Peppermint.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Appetite for Destruction and all the ships at sea.
Apple butter.
Sometimes when they cough or sneeze, they have an oopsie.
Yeah.
Dr.
Yeah.
Geronimo.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh,
yeah. Hello.
That ever happened to you?
Hello.
You're talking, you're walking, and you get an oopsie. I do often. You sneeze.
That's not good.
And all you go, oops, I got an oopsie.
Something upsets me on the TV, and I get an oopsie.
What, Buzz?
Time to shower.
Sometimes.
And who has the time to soak?
That's right.
Sometimes they get an oopsie in the shower.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Very convenient. Then it's not really an oopsie.
Hello.
Or is it?
Hello, Ed.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Yes, this is Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Thursday.
Thursday.
041405.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, Mexico, you can call 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to WJFK, where the leadership starts at the top.
Bingo!
Call 202-432-1067. Our website is www.dynamitewebsite.com. And Rob, you wanted him banned yesterday because of his name. And today we're going to start the show by thanking Shady and Fleetwood from Falls Church Paving.
Oh, isn't that nice?
703-534-2258. They're here with the dump truck.
I think I met Fleetwood before the show.
I've changed my stance. I'm all in favor of Fleetwood now. I still don't trust Shady.
Okay. Well, that's a good call.
The name.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see Shady hanging around.
Yeah, typical of the name. You don't just get a name like
no.
that.
No.
Well, you got to watch him. He's slim.
Slim Shady.
He's the real Slim Shady.
My name is...
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today.
Like good. My body.
We've already got the 68-pound useless plasma television.
We waited.
On the roof.
You know, we've done a lot of destruction over the years on the radio, but this, we're doing this the right way
this
today.
Is cool. Now, pleased to be listening. What's going to be happening today up on the roof?
When this whole world starts getting me down.
Where's my Lex Luger gun? And whatever that DJ, that Lex Luthor gun.
Lars Larson. Because you can never
be
too white.
Song.
I gotta shoot. I'm not going to play that.
Up on
I've got to shoot
roof,
that song.
La,
I don't want to play
that.
So, at some point in today's show, while it's still light outside, which will be in the next... Well, it's light till the end of the show now.
Pretty
yes,
much.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We'll be up on the roof. If you want to come watch, we'll give you some advance warning, you know, halfway through the show. About 5 o'clock East Coast time, more or less.
Perfect time for it.
We'll be up on the roof, and we're going to toss the plasma television, the broken one, the dead one, the one that's useless to me. We're going to toss it from the top of this building into a dump truck. Then you're going to hear the dump truck lift its dump thing up.
Yeah.
And it will dump what is left of the television.
The parts.
Onto the pavement.
The pieces.
And that's when we have all kinds of tools.
Tools to destroy it further, to make the big pieces into smaller pieces.
Goggles? Do we have safety goggles?
Buzz, we knew you would ask.
You know, I'm all about safety.
And we do.
Uh-huh.
And we have the hard hats.
Yeah. Good.
And we have various lead pipes, like you'd see on the Sopranos.
Cool.
We have baseball bats. And Rob?
Yes.
What do we have in the area of power tools?
Oh, well, I brought a sledge mallet and a claw mallet. We have a
Are those power tools? Or?
Yeah, I'm just telling you what I brought.
Oh, what you brought.
I brought an electric chainsaw.
Yes. All right.
And a power drill with a huge bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is why we got into radio.
This is going to be fun.
Today we'll be tossing the television into a dump truck. And how high is the
80 feet
is the building?
Something like that. 80 feet.
It's not that far off from the crane.
It couldn't be 80 feet. It's a three-story building.
So it's
about 35 feet, probably.
Yeah, I see. I was talking to somebody about a crane today that we were going to do at 80 feet.
Well, it's
about 35, 40 feet. Yeah.
Beth Ann had talked to the crane guy.
Yeah.
I guess I'll give them a plug. McGee's Crane Rental.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We're not using their 120-ton hydraulic crane.
Thanks, McGee.
Because we had a little get-together. Before the show with the engineering staff, and they said, you know, we don't really think we can sign off on this. If you take this TV set and hoist it up 100, and they were tossing around numbers like 110 feet in the air, and then dropping it from the crane, I said, I don't know what the odds are of it actually going in the dump truck.
Yeah, I mean, of even getting the aim right. High enough where it is right now. I'm doing it from the roof. It's very high.
Yeah, very high.
But Taz was excited at the thought of bringing a crane in.
Taz, and she's on it.
Yeah, running around like the Tasmanian devil.
Taz, is that the new nickname for Beth Ann?
Yeah, she doesn't care for it, but I told her it's a term of endearment.
She's a whirling dervish.
She sure is.
Yeah, she was on top of it today. Uh-huh. I just said to her, I love sex. Just give us some options. I said, okay, you know, here's the dump truck. I got a guy with a crane coming now. Do you?
I'm going to need three or four options, Beth Ann.
You're like RoboCop. So that's going to be fun. And we'll be videotaping it. And we'll have the streaming video up on our website.
Wonderful.
If you're not able to make it down here. I think we'll have the cameras up on top of the roof and also a camera down on the bottom.
That'll be fabulous.
So that's going to be, that's the highlight of doing a radio show.
You know, and it's going to be so well done. And the sound, I mean, just, you know, taking a dump truck and making that your target.
Yeah.
And that metal on metal, it's going to be a
crash.
And not to alarm anybody, that's going to be down on the bottom, on the ground floor.
Right.
But you may want to just get under protective cover because it's, you know, Rob and I were up there today. Oops, hold on.
There's a falling monitor now.
The equipment is falling apart. We were up on the roof today with the TV, and the vantage point that I had from my angle on the left side, I thought we had it totally centered with the truck.
Right.
Rob said, no, we got to move about 3 feet to the right.
Yeah. This is very crucial.
I said, gee, do you think so? And he yells down to Beth Ann, where should we go? And so we go approximately 3 feet to the right.
Yeah, it was hard to read it. It was, because you got a weird...
Well, you know, they have new technology. You can use one of those, like, laser pointers you get in any hardware store, you know, for, like, $20.
I don't have $20.
No, but wait.
But a laser pointer would, like, zero it in. Because I was thinking the same thing when I was looking up at the roof where our wonderful engineer Matt was, and looking at the dump truck and wondering.
Did he call to you?
He did. He actually reached down from the top of the roof and touched me on the shoulder on the basement floor.
He did the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Like the Elastic Man.
He let his hair down for me. But it looks like, you know, you're pretty well centered up there. I think the dump truck's in the right place.
Yes. It's a good target. We were able to agree there, but I have a question for you.
There is a chance that things could go wrong.
It could be shrapnel.
The odds are in our favor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what you're talking about. You're talking about a flat screen, which is in effect a wind resistant item.
Yeah, it's like a kite.
And I'm thinking if the, you know, if it starts to go down a little bit and it stays flat, who knows where it could go.
Yeah.
Are we going to drop it so it's like up and down? Are we going to drop it flat so that we can get under it?
Don said to me, you're just going to sort of tip it over, right?
Well, see, but Micah was up on the roof today and wondering which way to do it.
You guys have to be careful. You don't want to go over the roof.
Because I think if we...
It's the last thing you want.
I think.
Wouldn't that be ratings?
I think if we just push it off.
If you push it off, it will flip
and tumble.
And that's kind of like a crapshoot. Yeah.
Okay, well then what we've got to do is hold it.
Drop it.
But I think we hold it lengthwise, not
like almost like a table.
Well, I'm sorry, Buzz.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you take one end, Don, and Mike, you take the other.
I'm not going to be up there, Buzz.
Oh,
I'm going to be on ground control.
Okay.
Well, it'll be Rob and I up there, but
okay,
still,
well,
same
if you
difference.
Take an end and just drop it, that should work.
But you're talking about us holding it
parallel to the ground.
You know what? I don't think you have to worry because of the distance. It is a high distance, about 35, 40 feet, but it's short enough where it's gonna hit. Like that? Yeah, drop it.
I was thinking like this.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if
everybody's using pieces of paper.
Okay, parallel to the earth.
It goes like this.
See, but then it could sail. It could, if
no,
you,
I
you
think you'd be
way.
Okay here. I think what we should do is hold it parallel to the earth, flat, like a table, and then throw it out sideways.
I think we'll just wing it. We'll figure it out.
Throw it frisbee-like.
Are you going to have test items first? Like maybe a bag of peanuts?
A bag of ice.
Someone in the office.
A bag of ice would probably be the best. Maybe a couple of bags of
bag
ice.
Bag of ice, bag of marbles.
Bag of ice.
Andrew. You know, I mean,
office assistant Andrew Reason.
Something we can test.
Andrew's going to be one of the targets, one of the helpers down on the ground.
Oh, good.
One of the guys who's going to be holding the microphones very close. Actually, Andrew will be one of the guys, one of the volunteers.
He'll be in the truck, right?
I don't know if he knows he's volunteered for this yet. He'll be standing holding onto the side of the dump truck with one hand, and with the other hand, he'll be leaning over the edge, putting the microphone as close to the inside as possible.
Wow.
Simply hanging the mic over would be too safe.
Why just hang it over the side when you can have Andrew, like, standing in the line of fire where he can be killed.
But shirtless.
That's how you get the best sound.
And that's how you get the best ratings if it hits him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the humanity.
It'll be
Now, listen, if he gets hit, we cover it, paramedics all the way through.
I think Joe and Andrew that are going to be the designated catchers, right?
Well, but it's Joe. Bounce right off.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Joe will catch it and put it in his pocket.
That's right. There we go.
Good catch for me. I'm going to keep it.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Mike, you should drop your little coffee table that you got all pissed off at a few weeks back.
What? Which item that I got mad at?
I think didn't you say you got mad at a coffee table when you spilled your shrimp?
There was a lack of a coffee table. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to dump the whole couch in the office. I'd love to dump that in the dump truck. But we don't have a replacement couch. So.
No, we don't.
That way you could line it up and it would be perfect.
What can we throw as a test item from the
whole pile of stuff in the middle of the radio station?
Yeah, there is.
There's junk everywhere. Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll find. Hi, Joe.
Howdy. I figure I would be down on the ground filming.
Joe. Well, see, I figured, but who's going to be up on the ground?
Up on the roof.
Up on the building, up on the roof.
Oh, you said I was going to be up. I thought you said I was going to be down with Andrew.
I thought we were going to get
Andrew.
Well, I thought that, up on the roof. What?
John Norman will help out.
All right, so you'll either be up or down. It's your choice.
Okay, and I will be on the ground in control, gentlemen.
You could film it, right?
I could, if I have no other duties.
What are you doing, Spielberg? You taking over here?
No, I was just wondering who's going to hold the camera.
Right.
Don has the whole thing laid out
where everybody's going to be.
I was given my assignment.
What am I doing?
I was like the player on the team. It's like, no, the back is fine. No, you're climbing up there and out with the back and holding the big thing. I was like, no, Coach, I can play. And then I finally acquiesced and said, I'll be ground control.
This says ground control to Major Tom.
So we'll figure it out with Joe.
I'm going to be out of the line of fire, though.
What will I do?
Because in things like this, you two boys together up on the roof throwing things, I just know things are going to be thrown at people.
Buzz, you're a designated helper as well. You are, in this instance... you are Mike's designated helper.
Ah,
okay.
Excellent.
Now, what's that?
Well, I mean...
What is that reaction?
I think at this point, your duties are a little vague, so if I'm your assistant, my duties are even more vague.
Buzz, here's the deal. You and I, we got microphones in our hands, we're down on the bottom, we just go off to the right.
Don
said maybe underneath the garage might be the safest place.
Just because I care about you, Mike.
Yeah, but see, if I'm under the... Once it's time for the actual...
Tossing...
of the cookies.
Clean and decent.
We'll be out there watching it. And we'll be off to the right, a safe distance away.
Toss your TV.
As a matter of fact, Buzz and I ought to have like a table with two chairs set up. So we're like the 18th at Augusta.
Chairs lounge. You
know, covering the whole thing.
But now, here's the thing. Are you, these tables that you want, are you willing to sit out in an unexposed space to do your commentary?
You mean in an exposed space?
Yeah, I'm sorry, wait a second, unexposed, yes, in an exposed space.
Yeah.
Or do you want the you know, the sweet confines of being underneath the protective roof.
I don't want to be under the roof. You can't see anything. If you're somewhere, there's a happy medium.
I know where we could be. So we could get you a card table and a couple of chairs.
We could be up on that, you know, the top rise of the driveway, you know, just looking down the whole thing. That would be a perfect vantage point.
That is probably the safest place you could be.
You are looking live at the building, and then we just have the entire Field of Dreams right in front of us. It'll be, what do you think, Buzz?
That's fine with me.
A little card table for us.
All right.
You know what they're doing right now when they're hearing this? Everybody, the engineers, they're all rolling their eyes going, Jesus, more work to do.
This is how it works.
Bacardi Limo. Oh,
this is Tony fun. Diggs.
Fun, not work.
And listen, Tony loves the extra work. He thrives on it. Tony loves any extra work, especially if it involves the roof. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea. If someone wants to sacrifice a cell phone, strap a cell phone to it and someone can commentate as it's going down.
Commentate. Okay, yeah. Thank you. I think really all the microphones that we have are going to do a plenty good job of...
Especially the one that we strapped to Andrew.
Got it covered.
As he's in the bed of the truck.
Sticks his hand in there.
Better tie him down or he'll run.
As Andrew is duct taped to the bucket of the truck.
Hello, Don and Mike show. How about that? How about if we've said to Andrew,
okay, want to really earn your stripes?
Here's the deal. Uh-huh. You know, give me like a cash prize.
Yeah, oh, good.
If you can stand in a corner and you can avoid being hit by the plasma TV being thrown off the top of a building into a dump truck, you can avoid being killed.
We'll get you a date.
I'll do it. We'll get you a date with Beth Ann.
By golly.
You know who I saw him working on today?
Ooh. Andrew was working on somebody?
Yeah, who's... you know, I don't know her name. The cute, short-haired girl.
Meredith.
Yeah,
lovely, right. Meredith.
Yeah.
Is Meredith the redhead?
No, the...
short, dark hair? Oh, Meredith. Oh, yeah, lovely Meredith.
Cute.
General's assistant.
Yes,
General's
assistant, right. Right, she works for the general.
Yeah.
I saw him doing this smooth talk on her as I was walking through the front part of the building today. He was saying, you know, do you think... are they the Washington Nationals or just the Nationals? I'm not really sure what we should be calling them.
He is the general.
Hello, are you there? Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Yeah, hi.
I do like it when he wears one of his Tom Wolfe suits into work, too. Oh, he's going to kill me.
What?
Did you hear about the 900-pound man that got airlifted out of the building yesterday?
Don't exaggerate, sir. He was 800 pounds.
Yeah, up in Baltimore, yes, sir.
Big news story up in Baltimore.
Elliot in the morning said that he thought his name was Mike O'Mara.
Har, 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 har.
Sorry you missed that.
But don't worry, I'll have another commentary today about disc jockeys
commentation.
And websites. Mm-hmm. No, it's a commentary, Buzz.
According to our other caller, it was commentation.
I'm going to commentate.
Uh-huh.
But just wait, I'll wait for an appropriate spot to talk again about the many injustices being thrust on us.
You tell Elliot in the morning it might be very difficult to be a man of large carriage, but it's more difficult to go through life smelling of poo.
Thank you.
Hello.
I was next to him that one time. Remember down at the year anniversary of 9/11 when we went down to the Pentagon?
Right.
We were getting our credentials.
Oh, right.
And he was next to me on a very, I guess, an unusually warm day.
Yeah, wasn't that warm.
In September, and it was, well, maybe it wasn't that warm, but it was, boy, it smelled warm next to him.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
This is Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
Listen, I wanted to just call you guys up and apologize for...
Great.
About a couple months ago, I was kind of greedy, and I was calling up just to really talk to you guys, because I listened to you guys for like 18 years.
Thank you.
And unfortunately, I got greedy, and I said, hey, you know, is there a prize for me? And I know Robbie in the back said, you know, I told him and you guys that my son went to Catholic U, and he mentioned that I should probably get a sweatshirt with the letter C on it, which I know what that means.
I do enjoy this replay.
Sounds like we had a good conversation with you.
Uh-huh.
I just really wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm not a greedy person, and I love listening to you guys.
Let me see if I've got this straight. Someone on this show suggested that you should get a sweatshirt with a C on it, and you're calling us to say you're sorry. That's right.
Mike,
that's
I'll tell you why. She sees the logic in what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. She's seen
the
light.
One by one, we can win them over.
She's a convert.
I must tell you something, though. I've just been handed an impromptu vote by Rob, who writes, apology not accepted.
Oh, of course. Really, you're not accepting the apology?
When did you call, lady?
When did I call, lady? I called about 2 months ago.
See, that's when the apology should have happened.
I know, but I didn't get a chance.
Well, you're very busy, aren't you?
But what about the fact that she's a convert now?
She's with that?
She's a convert now?
Yeah. She's come to our side, I thought. But now, what are we doing here? Are we once again going to be dictated by Captain Hate?
No, I'm just listening to all...
I think the lady's come around.
I'm simply listening to all options.
Apology not accepted before she even finished the apology.
That's right.
He'd written that little yellow post-it.
That's what I love about it.
Well,
it's okay.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm sorry, Rob. You're outvoted on this one. I agree. I accept your apology.
As do I.
Mike, do you accept her apology, Mike?
No, in this case, no.
No?
It's a tie, ma'am. Well, sorry.
Bye-bye.
Oh, see what they made me do.
Hello, Garrett. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just didn't like her tone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Test the drop with Mike's ab lounger.
Okay. Well, because there are other people in the household that can occasionally use the ab lounger. Right. My kids actually like the ab lounger.
Oh, good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, bueno, Arbusto.
That's funny, right? Hi.
Hey, I was wondering, why don't you just call David Letterman and find out the best way to do it?
Well, David Letterman does things like watermelons.
Although I think he has thrown appliances and stuff.
He would have to call Gallagher. Then Letterman would have to call Gallagher to find out.
But you know what? I mean, we're not trying to stake out original territory here. Is that what you're trying to infer?
No, not at all. I just figure, they've done it over the years. It'd be the best way to learn.
So how would I get a hold of Dave?
call Dave. You have the number?
How would I get a hold of him? Say, hey, listen, we're a couple of hack DJs doing a rip-off show of you, and we're going to throw something off the top of the building today. Exactly what would you say? How would I get a hold of Dave?
Isn't he part of CBS?
we're all one big happy family.
How do you think that works? Do that guy, I look under L in the phone book, and it goes, oh, Letterman.
Well, we'll see him at the picnic.
The big CBS picnic. So exciting when we see all the stars.
Yeah, hey, me and Mark Addy.
Oh!
You got it in there today.
Okay, hold on.
Oh. Hey, there he is now.
Let me take this off the air.
Oh, that's the CBS television phone.
Hello? Yes? Later, baby. That was Amy Brenneman.
Oh, right. Nice.
Wow. I thought Dave was calling. I got completely confused.
Checking in. Because we just have a big directory where we can talk to anybody that works at CBS.
Oh.
That was the bees. Okay. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes.
Right. Yeah.
Lumpy and tasteless.
Hey, Dave. About throwing something off the building today. Hello. Hello?
He's not offering any information on that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Helper.
You're very quite welcome. Looking forward to it.
You're very quite welcome. Very, very quite. You're very quite welcome.
Crank.
Hey, it's me, Dave.
Yeah?
I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show.
Yeah, what's that?
Earplugs. Oh, man. Sometimes I'm just so funny I crack myself up.
I don't know where those tapes end. I think they're over, and then they just keep going.
Mike and Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Mike and Don. Don and Mike.
Yes, right.
Hey, two things. One about American Idol.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get.
Should have been Mark, taken off.
We'll get to American Idol. We've all got thoughts, but hey,
not all of us.
One more thing, Don.
One more thing.
What do you think of the Pepsi or Coca-Cola with lime?
Coca-Cola with lime. I've not even tried it, sir.
Uh-huh. You took a sip, didn't you, that day they had it here on the show? Didn't you take a sip? You said you didn't like it, I thought. Aren't you, pretty locked into your diet vanilla Coke?
Did I try it on the show? I don't remember.
Yeah, you love the vanilla Coke.
You tried the diet.
Yeah.
The vanilla Coke you loved. I just thought about the lime.
I love diet vanilla Coke. I do love the commercial, though, that Harry Nilsson song.
Mm-hmm.
Put the lime in the coconut, it make it all better.
I've never had it on ice. I didn't mind it when I had it out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out of the can.
Hey.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what I don't like, as long as we're on the topic. Right. I don't like vanilla Pepsi. P-U. Stinks. Also, don't like Dr.
Regular vanilla Pepsi or diet vanilla Pepsi?
Diet vanilla Pepsi. Also, don't care for this thing, this Dr. Pepper cherry vanilla diet. Now
that's
you
just
would,
crazy.
Now you would think that that would be right up my alley. Just the kind of gay, just foo-foo kind of flavor that I like. Too much for me. It's too much for me. It's like having a Shirley Temple.
Tony Diggs just offered some good test
apparatus. Tony Diggs.
For our test throws. Yeah. Did you settle for two computer monitors?
Yes.
Perfect. He's on it. So we will start with that.
Nice warm-up.
But call Letterman first.
I did.
Oh, man.
Oh, Letterman.
Don, Steve Letterman. I'm getting you a delicious lime diet cola cherry creamsicle cottage cheese.
Dave, I spoke to Dave. He said he really enjoyed the Christmas party at O'Mara's.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, why are you whispering?
Hey, look. Remember you gave me a bulbous key tag about 20 years ago?
Well, yeah.
God, you're the guy. Been waiting for you to call back, yeah.
I lost it.
TS.
We'll get another one right out to you.
TTS. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I have to warn you, if you drop that plasma TV the wrong way, you ignite the entire atmosphere on fire.
Okay, thank you.
A ball of fire this planet will be.
Thank you.
I saw it in an Iron Maiden video, I'm serious.
You saw it in a what?
An Iron Maiden video.
Iron Maiden video.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking checking in. And that's a great voice box he's got. It used to be like, hello, how are you?
What is it now?
Well, he's on the phone.
Oh, it's him now. He's sounds so much more lifelike.
Yeah, right. Because that guy was so smart. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to talk to Don and Mike about that stupid bitch who just apologized.
Well, oh. you're talking to us about that stupid bitch that just apologized. What about her?
Don.
What?
That was so obvious. She's apologizing with the hope of getting a prize, like a kid who gets punished by his parents.
Well, okay. She didn't get a prize.
She didn't get a prize.
So what's your issue?
Well, that's what she tried to do.
Okay, but she didn't succeed.
And your language is abysmal. It should be stupid bitch who complained, not
right.
that complained.
Thank
you, Buzz. Resident grammarian on the show.
Thank you, Buzz. But she got no pudding.
I apologize for that. Can I have a prize?
Cannot have a prize. No pudding for you either. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I was calling about that guy that said that David Letterman should be the one you guys should call about borrowing his bit, but actually it should be Howard Stern you guys should be calling because Howard invented gravity.
Why didn't it?
That's right.
That's right. I forgot. That's so right.
I
haven't heard that one. I like that.
You haven't heard it. I saw it in the encyclopedia.
Hey, but isn't it really, if we're going to go back through the history of broadcasting, would it be Ernie Kovacs?
Yeah, Ernie Kovacs.
Did he do that
like
kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe Hello. A touch of Steve Allen.
Mm-hmm. Hello. To the show. Don and Mike, hello.
I'm Dave. Hi.
Hello.
Wow.
It's Letterman.
Oh, welcome. It's a soundboard
guy. New York City, welcome to the show. I'm Dave.
All right, we did this yesterday.
Yes.
I don't think he's got much.
With the guy, the guy with the John Wayne saves.
Yes.
You're an idiot.
Hi.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
I think there's something Weasley going on.
Yeah, it just didn't work like that one did yesterday.
Not good.
No. We had something going yesterday.
Not good.
We did. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, hi. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Rob, I had so much respect for you, and I used to hold you up as high authority and stuff like that.
What?
Your views and stuff. What but happened? An electric chainsaw?
Your views and stuff, Rob.
Is it, wait a minute. He's saying something about the electric chainsaw.
He used to hold you such high esteem for your views.
Electric chainsaw? How are you going to chase people and catch them with an electric chainsaw?
Long cord.
What happens when your cord runs out?
Not going to happen.
You're
Trust me. I've got an electric control bracelet on my wife, and the cord goes to the perimeter.
So it goes as far as she goes?
As far as she goes.
It's like the dog lead. It's like the dog fence.
Exactly.
That's how it works. In a manner of speaking.
Like the invisible fence.
How do you like your electric chainsaw?
You know what? For what I need it for, it's perfect.
Right.
And it starts every time because you don't have to.
Right.
It's good.
Do that again. Thank you.
Have I mentioned how great it is having my mother-in-law live with us?
You haven't. Not today.
Well,
you did to me already today.
How did chainsaw make you think of that?
I don't know. Listen, Dr.
Was
Freud.
It electric fence?
I don't know. I'm only going to say this because I'm pretty sure that she's not listening right now.
Here we go.
No. I love her, she's really not a pain in the ass to have around in the house. I love having her around. I welcome it. However, The only thing that she's done that has severely gotten under my skin a little bit is that she likes to talk. And that's fine, because I like to listen and
what? Wait a minute.
What the hell did you just say?
To her.
Yes.
I listen to
she likes to talk, and you like to listen. Isolate that one.
I'm just trying to be polite.
I understand. I know.
Because this is the conversation this morning. I am sitting in the office, and she could not be politer. She comes in and knocks on the door and opens the door, and right away we start talking about people who are sick. We start talking about people we know who are sick.
Yeah.
And yes, that's sad, and I don't have a response for that. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's awful. And then she said, well, yeah, and do you know about, and then somebody else, well, you know, them.
Oh, yeah.
Them too.
It's how they occupy
and
their time. Well, it's not much else going on.
I know that the obits is her go-to.
Yeah.
In the newspaper.
Yeah, my
you
dad
know,
too.
The go-to for me is the sports. It's like, take any other part of the paper. The obit is her go-to. So what I got to do is figure out a way to diffuse this love affair with death.
What you do every morning. Do you get to the paper before she does?
Oh, yeah.
Get the obit out of the paper.
Crazy. No, he can't do that, because then she'd be like Sherlock Holmes trying to find
it.
Yeah.
Spill ink on it.
No, and here's the thing. She's computer savvy, so it's not like she's isolated that she could get on the internet right away to find out her latest obit
news. Look who died in Denver.
Oh, geez.
My goodness.
Yeah.
The Denver Post has, I remember. I think that name sounds familiar.
And this is not something that's unique to Big Freedom, my mother-in-law. This is
I have an 85-year-old mother. Remember that.
This is, when you get to that point in life, I guess.
How you doing, Mom? Going to another wake. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry you asked.
Bye.
Love it, don't they?
They go to them all.
Love to talk about them. Love to read the old bits. Love to look at the pictures. Love to talk about all the bad things that are going on.
When is the age time when you start looking at the obits? What is the, I would assume, what, it's mid-60s? 70s, maybe?
I started looking about 10 years ago.
Okay, Buzz, there you go. That gives me a perspective.
I can't imagine, and I'll die at 66, according to that website.
Right, that's right.
But I can't imagine, even if I'm 65, that I'm going to be sitting and going, the first thing in the morning, let me check out the obits.
No, I don't think I would either.
I don't think so.
But at a certain age, I know you read them. I mean, they're in the newspaper for a reason, and it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, but I mean,
well, they're actually for, I mean, they're not necessarily for people to just check out every day to say, oh, that person. Yeah, it's really for loved ones who just want to put something in about their
yeah, and see
their
the thing.
And then the other half of people that read obits are people that are old and might know you.
Did I know that person?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, well, I've got a small circle of people that I know, and sadly, you know, if they start dropping before I do,
right?
There's only a few of them that I'd care about. Now, if there were other people, associates, I mean, I'd look, I'd probably go, okay, good.
Yeah.
You know, outlived you son of a bitch.
Right.
I can't imagine that I would get worked up into
well,
this.
Well, when you go, though, I mean, you don't have to worry because, of course, the bells. Around the world. The bells.
Yeah, right.
Signaling.
The bells.
Not those kind of bells, the church bells.
That's what I was, well, I don't have
steeples
church bells
all
there.
Over America, certainly right. Every market we broadcast to.
You know that I immediately, you know that I immediately just burst into flame if I just walk near a church, for God's sakes, no pun intended. So I love my mother-in-law, and things are great, and I don't know why it is that this is, it's a universal thing, though, with old people.
Yeah.
They love just, and that was all she had. You know, we've had other conversations about the TV, about the weather, about all sorts of things. This was just, she knocked on the door, can I come in and tell you? Yes, some bad news. Oh, that's, you know, that's sad, and I do feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Followed that up with the other piece of bad news, and then said, well, okay, I'll talk to you later. I said, okay, talk to you later, and she shut the door, and then, just because I'm a zombie, you know, I went, well, gosh, that's bad. Jesus Christ, what did I miss on sports? Sorry. Went right away.
Did you kind of give her the little six-shooter gesture and say, hey, it's a good day to be above the ground? I mean,
might
be a positive day.
No, I did not.
Just spinning it.
Well, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Doing well. Hold on. I will. Okay. Hey,
You guys, obviously, for years have been ripping off material and Letterman. It's common knowledge you guys have been stealing stuff from Steve Doocy.
Steve Doocy.
Yeah, keep that on the down low.
Doocy. Now that's funny.
Steve
Now
Doocy.
That's funny. Not just news.
Oh, God.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. You know, sometimes you people are funny.
Yeah. I would say that some of the listeners have taken their funny pills, but now that I've said that, I've completely jinxed
it. No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Well, I know why old people read the obits.
Why?
Well, because they're looking to see who their friends have passed away, because, you know, they're getting old, too.
I think that's what
we just discussed.
You're obvious.
You've almost, boob. You've almost caught up.
Dang.
Is that all you really called to say?
Well,
I
love you guys.
Okay, all right.
And we you.
Mid-Valley rules.
Wait, yeah. Director of Listener Relations is something to say to you.
I'm just curious. Do you know why people then would read the sports section?
Hi, Chris.
You what?
You stumped him.
I did. It was a tough question. My thought is, sir, they maybe checked to see if their team won. What do you think of that?
Well, that's possible.
Okay. Why would they read the style?
I'm blind.
Why would they read the lifestyle section?
You're not blind.
Are
you?
No, I am.
Are
I'm
you
blind.
Really?
You are not.
Yeah,
say you swear to
the radio.
Say you swear to God you're blind.
Yes, I am.
Say it.
I'm blind.
Stick a pin in your eye.
Say, I swear to God I'm blind.
I swear to God I'm blind.
We had a test.
I have a coworker that'll tell you.
You have a what?
I have a coworker that'll tell you.
Coworker.
Yeah.
Coworker.
You have a speech impediment too?
All right. So now, do you want to be specially treated because you are claiming to be blind?
No, you're not
like,
at all.
Mercy. How can you prove to us that you're blind?
Well, how would you know old people read obituaries?
Well, because my grandmother used to do that.
Don't read the obituaries. Do you have any of those speaking devices, like on your phone or anything like that?
No, I don't.
How old are you?
I'm 38.
Do you ever feel the obituaries?
No.
Why do they have Braille at the drive-up window?
So that we can touch the numbers.
Yes, but you shouldn't be driving the car.
What if you're in the back
seat? Well, you're right.
Thank you. I went to the bank today and noticed there it was in Braille.
Yes. All right, there you go. If you're really blind, you'll be able to answer this question easily, okay?
Okay.
What is your favorite color?
Black.
Wrong. Don, can you give him the correct answer? What is a blind person's favorite color?
A corduroy.
Thank you.
I swear to God, that was like way back in the night. I was doing, my eyes were going like,
I saw you were struggling. But
corduroy,
You pulled it out of your hat.
Corduroys. How long have you been blind?
I've been blind. Well, actually, I have an eye disease, and it's been degenerating for the last 5 years.
So you had sight for a while?
Yeah.
At one time.
Are you one of those people that's legally blind but you can really see?
Yes, exactly. I have retinitis pigmentosa.
See, I knew that.
They did a girl like that.
So you're not really blind. You're a faker.
Well,
you're a faker.
I have a very, very little vision. I have no side vision at all, no peripheral.
Okay, but you're choosing not to see. Quit her.
what you are is like that wheelchair Wisconsin
He's
girl.
Not trying.
Exactly.
She could get out of the chair. You're not legally blind, so we don't have to treat you with kid gloves.
I can't drive anymore.
Yeah, but anything you do to get the chick, sir, is okay with me.
I should say you are blind, not you are legally blind, not blind, like blind.
Right.
Like where we would feel sorry for you.
I wouldn't
like
even classify
like our piano Ray.
I wouldn't even classify you as afflicted.
Oh, I would, but just not with vision.
He'd be in my book. He's PC,
mm-hmm.
Partial cripple.
Right,
just a PC.
Can you assign a percentage?
If he drinks more than 3 beers, he would be classified as blind drunk.
The percentage, and if he ever gets arrested, he better hope for blind justice.
If he falls in love, love is blind.
Think he'd ever go to Italy? Be a Venetian blind?
I hope he likes the comics. You know, blind is a bat, Batman.
Blind is a bat. Blind in one eye can't see all the other.
Okay, well, that's very simple. Then I would assign his PC at approximately 50%.
That's high. I think.
Do you think that's too lenient?
I think you should go 44.
I think that's fair.
Well,
he thinks it's fair.
You think that's fair?
Of course you do.
Okay, thank you.
You're an idiot.
All right, problem solved.
Of course.
Well, Rob, he's partially crippled. We cut him a little slack.
The half idiot.
He's a 50%er.
That took an interesting turn.
What?
A blind turn. blind jokes.
I think I just got the oopsie. What, you got an oopsie? You ever get an oopsie when you laugh and you giggle and you get the oopsie?
This is Larry King for Purple Grape Juice. Occasionally, if I drink too much, I'll get an oopsie.
Aaron Brown.
When Mike makes me laugh, sometimes the oopsie comes.
Boy, but it's a convenient oopsie if you get it in the shower.
Not in Mike's show.
Taking a bath.
That's not so good.
No. That's not convenient.
You got to drain the water right away.
I need a cloth.
It's oopsie time.
Yes.
Sean.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Help.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was hoping I could incite your commentation early by talking about something kind of random.
Right?
It sounds like...
I like it when you say right to somebody where you didn't understand what they said. I didn't either.
Just to keep it moving.
It really wasn't worth it, right?
Right, no, I don't
It was not worth it to retread what he said.
Correct.
Well, I want to ask you about that sound effect you're using. It sounds like that email notification is going through your soundboard.
Right. You mean this? That would indicate on occasion that someone has either added or left the chat room here.
Oh.
You've almost caught up, sir.
So you think that that's a mistake, that that sound is getting on the air?
Yeah. It's freaking me out because we're all conditioned to instantly turn to our screens every time we get that.
Right. You're not the first person that said that.
We got this about a month ago when we first started it, and I think you'll find amazingly people can adjust to it. And every once in a while, I play like maybe 10 times this far in the show today.
Start by rubbing your tummy and patting your head at the same time. Good practice.
But yes, it's on the air. It's not a mistake.
Alrighty.
All right. Okay. You satisfied, fun lover?
Pardon?
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
See, now he's gone.
I like any conversation that ends with pardon.
Hello?
Pardon?
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I don't think that guy was really blind.
Why is that?
He didn't sound blind.
You know, I would tend to agree with you.
You think he was lying?
Well, I
he told us his condition, so he wasn't
completely blind. He's the 50%. He's a partial cripple.
If it's the afflicted, you cannot stay away from the microphone. If it's the afflicted, that's as fast as you're capable of moving.
You know what? I really believe the guy because I have blind faith.
That's all you wanted to say. He ran just for the joke.
You know, it was a short distance that he covered, but I mean, for him, he was moving real quick.
The only thing I recycle is a joke, and I couldn't let it lie in waste.
He moved so fast, I was blinded by the light. Felt like a douche, or whatever that meant. Blinded by the light.
Dressed up like a douche. Wrapped up like a deuce.
Douche. It's douche.
I always thought it was douche.
Me too. Okay. Douche.
That would be wrapped up.
I would hope.
Especially if you have an oopsie.
You got the oopsie, you better get the douche.
Watch out for your oopsie douche.
Oopsie douche.
OD.
Instead of saying oopsie daisy.
Oopsie douche.
But what if you got an oopsie in your daisy?
Oh, that's bad.
Then you have an oopsie.
Oh.
It's an oopsie daisy.
I need to have the surgery.
That's a different website.
Oopsie daisy. Look at my daisy. There's some oopsie in there. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, guys. What's Brown do for you?
And hey,
I believe he's
hello.
Done.
Yeah.
You've stopped
I believe,
the show.
You know, we have been trying. Oopsie? We have really been trying.
Listen, this has been a good, solid break of radio entertainment.
You went into territory you shouldn't have gone into.
Now, we need an apology, and it's got to be heartfelt.
Come on.
Very sorry, gentlemen.
Okay. Where's your mom live?
In Horsville.
Okay, in Horsville. And what does she do with Satan?
Excuse me?
What does your mom do with Satan? Everything.
Everything.
Let's say it like they said it in the movie Full Metal Jacket. Everything.
What does your mom do for Satan?
Everything.
No, say it like the Chinese, like the Vietnamese prostitute.
One more time, give him some direction, please.
Say it like the Vietnamese prostitute in Full Metal Jacket. Anything you want. What does your mom do? What does your mom do with Satan?
Anything he wants.
Okay. All right, you're off the hook. Hang up now. Just hang up and we'll leave for
on. Hey,
no.
While you're on,
No.
Here's the thing. We already left you off the, we let you off the hook. We had natural out for the show. You were a speed bump, but now what we've done is say, okay, we're going to just have you come out in our, like the way people digest food.
Right.
You're just going to, you're going to come out the other side.
So the thing to do now is to put the phone in the cradle.
Just hang up.
I really just wanted to ask if you were going to talk to
Just got
to
be booked now. He's got to be booked now.
Just, okay.
He's got to be booked.
God, we tried. Congratulations. You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
It's a bestseller.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller.
The book.
Entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
The book.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
The Church of Latter-day Saints.
Prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book. Good day. I said good day, sir. Good day.
Well, let's make sure our crack staff on crack got his number.
Did he hang up?
Yep.
Of course
Joe.
He did.
Hello?
Hi. Joe catch that one?
He sure did.
Beautiful.
And he can call in if he wants to in the office and receive his number.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 000/00.
Hey, guys. Hi, Joe.
I knew he was going into the book from the get-go.
Joe. Thanks, Kreskin.
Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Joe, see if you can, during the commercial break, wrangle him up and put him on 444.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, Blackstone, what's his number? I don't have a copy of the list in here.
His number is 000-00.
No, 00-stroke.
Stroke. 0036.
Excellent.
I hate it. I hate it when the performers argue over the material. I really do. I hate it. I hate it when the wheels come off the truth like that.
Right way and wrong way.
I thought we had it worked out in the writers' meeting.
Bye, Joe.
Yes. He's fun.
Bye, Joe.
Joe.
Oh, commercials. Jesus Christ. Yes, for God's sakes. We're running.
Oh, Don?
Yeah, what?
Just doing my Joe impression.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Attention! Attention! Mills is dead. I repeat, Mills is dead, f***head. So is Powell. And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys down at the bank, they're gonna be a little late.
The Don and Mike Show.
Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Okay, who are the best players in baseball today? This is a commercial, incidentally.
Oh.
Who will win the World Series? Mike?
Toss-up between the Red Sox and the Yankees.
And you got America's hottest desperate housewives in a tasty pictorial.
Ooh.
Does it even matter? All this and more in the May Playboy on newsstands now. What a whore I am.
I like Playboy, but after dark.
What a horrible, dirty whore I am.
They can ruin a perfectly good quiet. They're Don and Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, I could have slipped it in somewhere else, but it's not the first time I said that. But the spot has to run during the show.
That's right. And I would think after all this reading of the Playboy commercials that you and I would at least get one invite sometime in a 20-year radio career to the mansion of the man, where we could experience for once in our lives the grotto.
That's more you than me, but I'd go with you.
Yeah, I'd be fun.
I'd be your buddy.
I love you.
Oh, we have a bad caller update.
Oh.
Here's the guy who's going in the book. Joe found him.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, Robbie, you got the book?
Joe didn't print it out. It said that we got to be in the computer.
The sniping continues.
So what's it say?
That was real you just
Thank
there.
Thank you, Buzz. what's his number? Do you know?
Yes, I do. Off the top of my head, it's 000-00-036.
And what's your first name?
Daryl.
Okay, Daryl.
Last initial, Daryl?
I'm getting a tumor from my cell phone.
Last initial, Daryl?
Yes.
Daryl, and I think that's right. Daryl, you're now in the book. You know what that means. You're welcome to be a listener. Please don't call anymore. And
I'm sorry he doesn't play Major League Baseball anymore. Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl S?
Daryl S.
That's what I thought. It was the first Dale's I thought of.
All right.
I'll take position number 37 in the book.
Okay, I was thinking S-H-I Thursday, okay?
Oh, him?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, like you could put an is after the Daryl.
Yes, that's right.
Daryl, it's still Daryl's fault.
As always, we give you the option to say your last words on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, maybe he held out a little bit there.
So we called him, and he was there. Now let's go up on the roof for a second for a check on the plasma TV throw-off.
When this whole world starts getting...
I hate this fag song.
And people are...
It's so annoying.
Much,
but is it as annoying as, like, the Gay Wiggles or any other song
no.
we play?
No. No.
They're all...
But Don, isn't it a song about a kid in the city that, you know, only has a place to... have his thoughts to himself when he's up on the roof.
But it's the music that's like when America's phony. You know, with the, hey, look at the colored people. They're nice. Let's keep them where they belong.
On the roof.
Really, I mean, and, you know, Rob's ideal world. You know, like everything was like in black and white. None of this speaking your mind.
Now, you take this sweet, lovely little song and make it so ugly.
Got it. That's what I think. You know, I guess I'm to that age now. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 47.
Right.
That song is too old for me.
Mm-hmm.
Too old for me. I know why we're playing it, because Joe's up on the roof.
On the roof. Yeah.
Who sang it? I did. I don't know, boy. Oh, the Drifters.
The Drifters.
Okay. The Drifters. I hate the Drifters.
No.
I do.
What's another Drifters hit? I'll let you know if I hate the Drifters soon.
There Goes My Baby, Under the Boardwalk.
Under the Boardwalk.
How can you hate Under the Boardwalk?
Can't really.
Sure I can.
So they were all about where they went. They
sure
went up on the roof. They went under the boardwalk.
Music started.
I'm surprised they didn't cover the Beach Boys in my room.
They did all the prepositional phrases.
Music officially started about 1961. If you want to know when it really started.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Elvis was a nice warm-up. But about 61, and then, you know, 64 with the Fab Four, and then...
Buddy Rich recorded his best stuff 1968 to 1975.
He would have some...
I mean, I'm a big olden music guy. That's my guy. But really, his best stuff was recorded, that I enjoy, was recorded like 1968 through 1975.
Wow.
Buddy Rich also makes me feel old. That music makes me feel old.
No, it makes me feel old, too. I mean, but I love it still. But
not as old as this.
Makes me feel like a kid again.
Buzz, yeah. Well, you remember when people used to scatter around campfires.
Would this make you feel old, older than listening to a Buddy Rich song?
No, the Buddy Rich song would make me feel older.
Are you sure?
I'm not saying that as a slam. I'm saying that because I'm more familiar with these songs,
right.
These dumb old songs. If I hear a Buddy Rich song, I'm not a
top
Buddy Rich fan.
Well, Buddy Rich
pop
is not
like, right.
Classic top
that's
40.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean,
it is big band music.
Okay, so. And that to me screams...
That's old.
Old.
I know.
Hello, Joe? Joe? Come in, Joe.
See some kind of transmission.
Where is the bumblebee hunter?
After all of that...
We called Joe the bumblebee. He swatted a bumblebee out in the smoking corner.
We're doing a microphone check now with Joe, who's up on the roof with the plasma TV that we'll be throwing into the dump truck within the hour. Are you going up there?
I'll go up, yeah.
Glad we're doing a test.
Well,
yeah.
They've been working on it all day.
They're up on the roof, you know.
When this whole
yuck. P.U. I think as soon as I hear that on Oldies 100...
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't like this song either.
Like,
up on the roof.
You want a good way to make sure a listener says goodbye? That's how long I give it. I got a trained ear, but
yeah,
I hear
you
it
know
right
what's
away.
Coming.
I'm just like 30 seconds ahead of the average person.
That music kind of makes my teeth tingle.
That high-pitched sound you're hearing?
Yes, yeah.
That is...
You just like it to makes me? You feel like you're really going to get
no,
drill.
Uh-huh. That is the sound of the microphone. I've got to leave
I
that
see.
Open
I understand.
So that they can get the thing going.
I honestly thought
on
that was me.
The river. Whoa. Okay, well, I guess I'll wait for Rob to call. I bet this is Rob calling on the hotline now. Hello? Hello?
Or later.
Joe.
Howdy.
Joe, hi, Joe. Are you up on the roof?
I'm up on the roof.
And what's wrong with the microphone?
When I don't know. It's on, and that was giving an A-OK signal from down where the little transmitter thing is, and he's probably on his way to the studio to figure out why it's not getting there.
All right, thank you. I think we all feel really good about the knowledge of the situation now.
I hear the rumbling of the microphone. Something is coming
Hello.
Down the line.
Hello?
Shut up for a second, Joe.
Is
Let
the
me
microphone
listen to this.
Turned on?
Yes, it is.
Volume turned up?
New batteries?
No volume.
New batteries?
Got batteries.
You got the red light or the green light?
This is the kind of sound you hear down the line where all of a sudden something clicks in and it's like, okay, here we are. It's just what I think.
Joe?
Yes?
What are you doing right now?
Rob and I are just staring at the microphone. We don't know if we should change the mode or the channel.
And you two are indeed, oh no, on the roof.
Put, I didn't say all that. Put Rob, on the phone, please.
Okay.
Just to prove he's still alive.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, friend.
Hi, how are you?
What's the situation?
Well, the microphone isn't working.
This is a show, I really like to tell our listeners, maybe new listeners to the show, I'd like to tell people, this is a show that is broadcast from all over these United States, from London, England. This is a show that is broadcast moving from around the Beltway, you know, here in Washington, D.C., in a moving vehicle.
We did that.
We are talking about...
I have an update.
Yeah. I understand what you say. We have done the show from exotic locations.
We have.
And we, yeah, we cannot seem to get a microphone to work on the roof.
On the roof.
Right. Exotic enough. The microphone is making it to the transmitter. The problem is between the transmitter and the studio.
Uh-huh.
And Tony Diggs is on his way to the studio.
Bacardi Limon. Like
Tony Diggs.
Okay, so they're going to fix it, right?
Hold on, they're going to fix it.
Hold on, Tony's
Would you like
here
to
now.
Fix Matt?
No.
Now, wait a minute, Tony.
I have my man, Tony. Something. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Which part are you on?
I'm right here. Select this one right here. Select two. It's on number five. And I'm just getting that hum.
Yeah.
We're going to now listen to a really, and I'm not kidding, a master technician at work.
Tony's going to deal with it.
Check the rack room, make sure it's okay.
He's great, Tony
Diggs.
Check
the rack room.
Great Tony Diggs.
Tony is off to the rack room.
He just touched me.
There's already a throng of listeners.
Wait, hold on. Wait, Rob. Wait, what, Tony?
I've been hanging around Matt too long. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I don't mind it when you touch me.
Tony's getting a little touchy with all that contact with Matt.
Can't help it.
Yeah.
What, Rob?
Yes?
What did you say?
There's a throng of listeners gathered down there. There's three people already.
People,
would you like me to yell to them?
People love destruction.
Sure, yeah. Yell to them, the microphone is busted.
Okay, hold on. Hey! The microphone is broken!
Busted.
Busted.
They're laying in the mulch.
Okay.
Those are our listeners.
All right, check. That's sort of it. That can give you a thumbnail.
All right.
Put it down there.
I'll check back with you.
Don't let them eat it.
Bye, Robbie.
All right.
Check back with you. Let's call back to Taz.
Okay, very good. Taz is
a
real crisis for Beth Ann McBride.
Hello.
Beth Ann, what's happening with the microphone, darling?
Tony's checking on it. I mean, it worked. I checked it
out. Hold on. Tony has come back into the studio.
There he is.
He's back.
Tony Diggs is back. Hi, Tony.
I hear him in the rack room, so we've got...
The rack room is the back room where all the girls with big
breasts
are. So that
might mean just an adjustment on our board.
The rack room.
Somebody.
Only one girl goes in. Who works here?
Rack room. Show us your rack. All right.
Tony's doing something now. What are you doing, Tony?
Trying to find the output for selector one. It's on selector one, not selector two.
Somebody must have kicked out a plug.
You hear that? It's on selector one, not two. Does it come up here? How about right here, on the flip side of this? What the hell is that? What?
Oh, that's Bill O'Reilly, but we can give it to you right there if you want to.
I know, Buzz. You're going to have to come in here. Here, let me turn Buzz's thing back on. God, this studio is such a mess. The place where we might be able to hear them is the place where your microphone comes up on the board.
Incidentally, that musical interlude was the Blues Brothers. Thank you.
Sweet Home Chicago?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Sweet Home.
Where
I got
Chicago.
I got everything I need almost. But I don't got you.
Mm.
And you should turn it back.
I bet it was Sweet Home Chicago. Okay, we'll find out.
Check test.
Oh.
I don't know, but I've been told redhead woman got a red.
Oop. The song is gone now, but at least the microphone works, Mike.
Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, and Tony Diggs. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Diggs.
All right. On air fixing.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
All fixed now. Thank you, Tony.
Tony Diggs. So, Joe, can you tell us from up on the roof?
Yes.
Can you tell us what's happening?
It's windy, and Rob and I are sniping, and I'm staring down into the dump truck. I have a computer monitor.
Have you found any bumblebees?
No bumblebees up here because I touched them.
Joe's outside. He said,
they don't like it when you touch them.
That was great.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I know, Joe.
Joe, how many feet would you estimate you're up there? How high is the roof?
Oh, I'd say 30 easily. You know, it's three stories, so...
About 30 feet.
Yeah, 25 to 30 feet.
It's probably about 40 feet.
Joe, you're up there. Give us your real perspective. Do you think it'll be easy to toss
Oh, yeah.
the 45-inch plasma TV directly into the dump truck?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be great. Now, we're still shooting for about an hour from now.
About 1 hour from now.
We're going to be throwing the plasma screen from the roof into the dump truck, hopefully hitting it with a direct hit.
Yes, and then after that, it'll be dumped out into the street, and that's when we go out with the power tools, and everybody gets a souvenir. Everybody that comes down gets a souvenir.
Don, Rob, certain other individuals are going to be up on the roof. Buzz and I will be down groundside at the table doing our 18th hole golf commentary.
All right, and Joe?
Yes.
Sign off, please.
This is Joe Arndinger for the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, there I got him. Got him just in time. And there, Buzz, you're welcome back, Buzz. Oh, hold on. What did I do? Hold on a second. I got this button pushed, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. That's now should be Buzz. Hello, Buzz. Now, Buzz, no. Are you goofing with me?
Yes. Hi. I turned mine off also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I thought you were screwing with me, like when Mike screws with me. When Mike pretends his mic doesn't work. Like you're doing right now.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
That'd be very odd. Yeah. Buzz normally doesn't step out and screw around like that. It's fine with me.
Step out. Step out, Buzz. Buzz, you ought to step out more often.
That's true.
Step out. Mm-hmm. Oh, American Idol. Okay.
Now, did we write down our... Because, I mean, I know it got very competitive yesterday.
We were all wrong.
Not me.
I wasn't wrong.
I said Nadia.
I said maybe that Scott Sable and Nadia would be in the bottom three.
But who did you predict that would lose?
I predicted... I don't remember.
Maybe you did say Nadia. I don't
think
know.
You did.
Hold on a second.
Did anybody write it down?
I know I was wrong.
Don't we have any record keeping for the show?
We thought we'd remember.
Hold on. It's on our website. Bethann?
Hello?
Hey, Bethann?
Yeah.
Go to our website, would you please?
Yeah.
Doesn't it say there who did what?
Okay, you said Carrie. I'm trying to remember.
Carrie Underwood. Yeah, I was dead wrong about that.
And Mike said Scott Sable, Nadia, and I think he said Bo. But I've got to check.
Well, can we find out for sure?
Yeah, I'm going
go to the
can
recap.
Can we really make sure?
Go to the recap, because I think that's where it had our predictions.
Wow. I mean, if that's true, all I have to say is... Wow.
I don't think you had all three, Mike.
I could have.
Although maybe you did. I don't know.
Something. I don't think I had both.
How great was it, though, that Full Metal Jacket continues and someone with true talent like Nadia is kicked on her ass?
It's amazing. It truly is amazing. And you know who's really dodging the bullet is...
the Tracheotomy Kid?
Trach Kid is just every single week. He's never in the bottom three.
And remember yesterday when I was telling you and no one would believe me, my theory about Anwar?
Mm-hmm.
I've got something for you today.
You really good. Dish it up.
I've got something.
This is not new about American Idol. I've just become aware of it recently. Simon's.
Hold on.
Simon's Mitz.
No, back to Idol. I think the bottom three will be Anwar, Carrie.
Wait. Bethann, start again. Who said what?
Okay, this is Don. Back to Idol. I think the bottom three will be Anwar, Carrie, or Bo. Mike said Trach Kid, Scott Sable, or Nadia.
All right. Okay, and then who did we predict who was going to get kicked off? Does it say?
No, because then a caller called and said he watched it for the first time, and he was all about the Full Metal Jacket Kid.
Okay. All right, thanks, B.A.
Bye.
Okay, I just wanted to mention this. Maybe it's because with my back, I'm closer to the TV now sitting in the straight back chair on top of the TV, but I have become aware of... I think it's Ryan Seacrest that has made references to Simon's breasts.
Yeah, his mitts.
And he has mitts. And I think it was either last night or the night before, he's wearing like this blue sweater, this light sweater, and he has the Vish mitts. I mean, I had no idea. I always thought he was like kind of a thin guy.
Yeah.
But no, he has big, like, beautiful breasts.
But he does that thing where he pulls up his shirt sleeves, maybe to take attention away from his mitts.
Figured since you have your brand new television, you know, with a slightly higher definition.
I'll check it out.
Yep.
I'll tell you something else that Rob pointed out to me last night. Oh, and last night, even Frida got pissed.
Yeah, there was a lot.
There was too many faggot princess phone calls going on between he and I.
Eventually, it got where we were apologizing even before we said hello. But there was just so much.
There's so much to talk about on this stupid show. Rob said to me, "Hey, he calls me at one point. It's before they had decided that Nadia was going to be in the bottom three, when they still had all the people on the bottom row." Rob calls me up and says, "Look, Nadia is the only one that's got the singing microphone in her hand."
Mm-hmm. So she was the only one.
And sure enough, all the other people who didn't know if they were getting canned or not,
Oh, my God, Rob, what a great tell. Do you think maybe that is a tell for who's going to be...
think so.
Something to watch.
But, I mean, God, they'd all know. They'd know that.
Here's the thing. If you TiVo'd it, which I did and went back and looked at it just like he did, just wait. You'll see. The rest of them, the microphoners are not under the... Now, the only solution that I would possibly give them is that maybe it's one microphone and Nadia's just holding it.
Because she's on the end,
maybe? And it's going to give it to the person that loses.
Hand it off if necessary.
But I don't... And then I really got my conspiracy theory going. Then I called Rob and I said, did you TiVo that? After he told me about the microphone. And I said, yeah. I said, I am positive that Ryan Seacrest said, and now, for the last time... Nadia, when she came out to sing before she knew she was canned.
Wow.
I said, I'm positive. So we go back through the tape.
Yeah.
And he said, and now for possibly the last time.
Ah, okay. All right.
So,
well,
caught it.
Seacrest tries so many different ways to mentally screw with the contestants when he's kicking them out that I think he's going to trip up at some point because he'll trip himself. He seems to me to do it on the fly. It's not all that rehearsed.
I don't think they tell him until moments before he reveals it. Because I don't think he can be trusted with that.
He's too stupid.
But dumb.
But speaking of stupid, let's hear it for the American public.
Wow.
He's kept Full Metal Jacket.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He is definitely not the most talented in this competition.
But it's like one of those volatile coaches in the NFL. You always have the potential of him wigging out like he did the last time, of doing another bad performance. And, you know, we can only... I do miss the eye candy of Nadia. I mean, she was the best one to look at on that show.
And also a good night for thirsty Paula Abdul, who did what I've done before when I've been drinking. issue a big statement and not know where you're headed. And when she was talking about Bo, she said, take my word, he will be in the final nine. and also, I watched that about 10 times. She didn't say anything.
She looked like Terrell Owens doing his dance with her arms, like, you are going to be in the final.
I'm really, I wonder how the other two felt when she was doing her little tribute.
They were mouth breathing.
How do you think Fat Boy felt? Because
did you see Fat Boy when he got exempt and he didn't even take the time to acknowledge either one? I mean, they always will at least look.
He is the loner.
He is totally... Wow. He hates everybody on that show.
And they hate him.
He just wants to get back eating mustard and biscuits.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
My mustard and biscuits.
I saw something else last night that I thought they knew who was going to be in the bottom three because Bo never picked a song. They just started playing the Black Crowes song. And they never asked him, what song do you want to sing? He got up and started singing Remedy.
I don't think there are conspiracies with this.
No.
I think they have it, and they keep it pretty...
They did a good job of explaining that everybody was told, you might have to sing your favorite song. Mm-hmm. So, if Bo just got up... excuse me, Bogart.
Bogart.
Who Bogarted that vice?
I just want to see Bogart grin more.
What was that?
So you can see that missing...
I did see that missing tooth last night in a lot of you.
I'm pretty sure.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, man, I hate Fat Boy and his fat hands. Who's voting for that guy?
I am. A thousand times.
Fat Boy and his fat hands.
You know how he sang, She's Gone and I Don't Know Why?
Yeah.
I still wanted Simon to say, because you beat her.
With your phone. When you ripped your phone out of the wall, your cell phone or whatever it is that he did.
Yeah, millions of people don't have the courage or whatever the hell he said to get up there.
Tell you what, millions of guys wearing their wife beater, no pun intended, called in and voted for that fat boy. And he is still on.
Oh, my God.
He's still on that show.
But by a whisker, because he was in the bottom three.
Yeah, but you never know, Mike.
Is that his second or third time in the bottom three?
Oh, I think he's lived in the bottom three. He's got like a permanent residence in the bottom three.
The guy I want to see, though, that guy, the Drake kid, has got to be in the bottom three.
He's
one of
hanging
these
on
by a breath. Just a breath.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys. I have a real conspiracy theory about this show.
Yeah.
I've been following on the every week on the AOL deal where you click on who you think should win. And they have an AOL poll, and every week Bo is like
loser. Excuse me.
Bo is up at the top every week, and it's been real consistent. The people in the bottom three on that poll have been the people in the bottom three. Well, Bo is still at the very top of the poll today.
Bo is certainly at the top of my poll. Tell me that.
I don't know.
Striped barber poll,
and you'd like him to stay there.
I just get a feeling that they mess with it to make the show, to, you know. To
no.
No, I'm sorry.
I really don't think
I just
do.
Get a feeling we should probably talk to somebody else.
The weather's nice. Go outside, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys heard about Paula Abdul's painkiller addiction?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, is that for her finger? Is that what they're talking about now?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, her friends are trying to get her into rehab for painkillers.
Well, not until the season is over, because she's got to be high when she's on that show.
She just did such a great job, and the throbbing in my finger is continuing, and I just think, Nadia, you are the best, and so are you, Bo.
I think she likes the greasy.
Hello. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. I heard that her painkiller addiction is from a cheerleading accident in high school.
Oh, my.
That just sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, Miss Abdul.
Sounds like it might involve the Daisy.
Of course it does.
Paula Abdul's Daisy.
Oh, boy, that's a sick Daisy.
Oopsie Daisy, sick Daisy.
Oopsie Daisy.
It's not a fresh Daisy.
No, I'm very sorry. Here, take these.
It's a bad Daisy.
Take a few of these. That'll make the pain go away.
Ain't a good Daisy.
Mm.
Okay, so we're set with the guys on the roof.
Good.
We'll be doing that in a couple of minutes. We've got the Charlie thing. Oh, and, you know, I didn't have time for a blog, but I would like to just take... Here we go. Why write this and put this on the website? You're right, Mike. I could just do a blog in my own head.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So here's my blog today. It's about the internet. Here's a shock. I'm not going to spend a lot of time screaming about this site, DCRTV. One small thing I would write in the blog today. That everybody that loves going to this radio gossip website and writing stuff about our families and everything, you know, more power to you. This is where I think the guy that runs the website, Dave Hughes, has got to decide what he's all about. Either he's going to do a radio site that's a TV site that's devoted to real inside gossip, or you're just going to have crap with people posting junk and
stuff they've made up.
And no accountability. And right. Here's what I'm going to use today as the example.
All right.
And it's not the whole thing about, you know, you people, I'll tell you what, you do make me laugh, though. When you write your 3-page letters to me, about what I'm all about, because you know me so good.
He doesn't know.
But here's one that I just have to. And this is the problem with DCRTV. When someone wrote something the other day and signed my name to it,
right,
and the editor of this Radio Insider's webpage did not indicate immediately that it wasn't for me, mm-hmm. He like loses some credibility.
Right.
Some people have criticized me for bringing that up. I'm doing it in a rational manner. Now, it all goes to having a little integrity.
Right.
And I hate to say this, but even I think the guy in New York, that guy Alan Sniffen,
mm-hmm.
on his board, for instance, you have people who have to register and sign in to post something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just going to tell this guy, he better be careful, Dave Hughes. I'm not threatening him. I'm telling you.
Advice.
I'm telling you, as someone who works in the radio business, not somebody who dreams about it and writes about it on the computer, although we must share a passion for radio in that regard, you better be careful about your Wild West policy, where because you love free speech, you let anything go. There have been things written about people that work in local television, mm-hmm. and their marriages, mm-hmm. and who's gay, and who's had a baby with who, and I'm telling you, you're talking to Mr. Slander.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, one of these people is going to sue your ass,
mm-hmm.
Dave. And it just gets back to having, if you're going to have a Radio Inside type website, have some guidelines. This guy today, some idiot who thinks he's got my number, and wants to write a bunch of stuff. Here's what pisses me off about this guy, Dave Hughes. The guy writes, blah, 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 blah. This site is the only town that actually mentions his and WJFK's ratings. A while back, when their show was still interesting, Don used to talk about the ratings every month, about how great they were, and thank the listeners for the support. But now, when's the last time you heard Don mention ratings? It's been forever. Why? Because they've declined 6 Arbitrend books in a row. Now,
oh, that's funny.
I'm going to say this logically, and this would be in my blog.
That is funny.
Dave Hughes, this is why I don't respect you.
Is that
you.
Dave Hughes that writes that?
No, this is just a poster.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Because okay, that's out of left field.
Dave Hughes, if you were truly a moderator, what you would do is write underneath information like that, we have no way of verifying what this guy is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm splitting hairs here, but when you're talking about a personal opinion, if you like this show or not, or you hate me, or you hate my wife, or you want to write something about my kid, isn't if you're that big a jerk, go ahead. If it makes you feel like you're like Mike and I, that you can dish it out, mm-hmm. congratulations. Good for you. That's why the internet's there. But if you're going to write stuff about the ratings mm-hmm. and then not put a name, not put any figures, and write absolute lies that other people will read and take as gospel.
That's true, they will.
And when the man that runs the website does nothing to at least put up a postscript
You mentioned Wild Wild West. That's what it is.
To say, you know, we have no way of knowing. I'll tell you, and I can't, unfortunately, unlike the guy that writes this thing on this website, who I guess doesn't work in radio, I can't give you exact figures.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. In the last year, our show has been as highly rated as number 2 and as low rated as number 13. When we were number 2, we didn't scream about it.
Mm-hmm.
When we were number 13, we didn't scream about it.
Right.
Part of this comes with, yeah, I did used to talk about the ratings all the time on our show. Frankly, I think our listeners find it boring. I think we said a year ago, when we were just kicking ass,
mm-hmm.
like you wouldn't believe, said that we're just not going to talk. Who gives a frig about it? If we're doing bad, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get fired. What I don't dig is that somebody who's allegedly in the radio business can get on there and write, we've gone down 6 Arbitrend, and it's not even written correctly, 6 Arbitrend books in a row.
Yeah. Well, that's not trying to sound semantics there.
First off, it's not true. Second, God, if you want me to explain it to you, I'll be glad to you, and I'll mention numbers. Let's talk the money demo, 25-54. Not just men, which mm-hmm. is our target. How about all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know the last ratings we had for the last 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be glad to give you the averages. In December, we had a 3.9. In January, a 4.7. And in February, a 5.8.
Well, that's upward.
Yeah, and it moves us into third place.
Yeah.
Now, that's not something that you would want to write home and say, whoa, third place. There's another thing that you got to get a grasp on about these ratings. They come out every 3 months, so it's like a season.
Mm-hmm.
Every ratings book for someone who's been in radio knows it's like a season. You go through the season, and either you win the Super Bowl, you're number one, you kick everybody's ass, or you look back and you say, those ratings are pretty good, we're on the right track,
yeah. uh-huh.
we're going to stick with it.
Right.
What I don't dig is a guy that's running a site where he says, you can say anything, but on the same time says, come to this site for information you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, there are two messages being sent out there.
Right. Yes, when you get past the stuff about the personal attacks, which really I don't give a frig about. I really don't. What I do care about is when somebody can write that, and I'm telling you, it ain't true.
Yeah, it's very frustrating to see people that log on there and they say, they claim to be an expert, and they dole this stuff out. And, you know, when you mentioned the thing to me about the underage girl that was in, when we were on a plane somewhere, and you know, it was like, I didn't even remember it. And somebody digs that up and throws that on there. I mean, that's nasty, damaging stuff. And you can't profess, as you said, how did you put it, where he... You know, you come here for information you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not necessarily true. And
right.
You know what? The guy in New York, the way he did it was the proper way to do it.
Right.
Because if you're going to get a website that's going to be credible, with all your material, where you're going to have people, hey, somebody wants to write an opinion, that's fine. You have people register, then they can't throw the crap out there that is not logical, that is not credible, and that is basically damaging and untrue.
And you may not believe this, whoever you are who wrote this, or all you people, and I shouldn't even be giving you the time of day, but what the hell, I figure this, you know, this is it. I'm almost 47 now. Why should I put up with this crap? You people piss me off. You write things that are not true. I know it's a small percentage of the audience that would read it, but it pisses
me
off.
It's beyond a small percentage.
Just be real. Our show... You gonna say I'm an egomaniac? I'm telling you what. We're the freaking bomb. I don't care if we're in first place or third place or fifth place. Any of you wannabes out there, I'm gonna sound like Scott Sable. Try it. Try it for 20 years. Try doing one show with one guy for 20 years and hold on to an audience.
I couldn't do that.
God knows I couldn't, Mike.
No way. No way.
But I'm saying it's not easy to do, and you're not gonna slay in every ratings book. And I'm older and wiser and can deal with that now. However, this kind of crap ain't true.
Why?
You read this and you would think the show's going off a cliff.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You know how bad the show's going off a cliff? They just signed Buzz to a brand new lucrative re-up that coincidentally runs exactly the same amount of time as our deal.
Absolutely. They ain't going to do that, folks. Right.
I'm not bragging here. They pay us an asinine amount of money to do this show. Do you know why they do? Certainly not because they like us.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not because we've got good, clean breath.
Mm-hmm. No?
Because we bring in the numbers and the revenue because of our listeners. That's why. I will talk about our ratings, good, bad, or indifferent. But know when I tell you about our ratings, first I'm putting my ass on the line because we're not supposed to even talk about the way the ratings are done.
Right.
And what these people are speculating on is something that's just, it's beyond the comprehension because it's a 3-month rolling average.
I should also point out, I don't know how many years ago it was, but I think we probably talked more about our ratings when we hit number 14. I'll never forget it. We did a full-fledged campaign with buttons, and we went nuts. For those naysayers that happen to claim that we only talk about the ratings when they're good, that is absolutely untrue as well. It really is. Have we said a lot of thank yous over the years? Well, when you have a consistent track record like this show has for 20 years in this market, Washington, D.C., and in some great cities around the country, you say thank you once in a while. That's what we did. And we feel like it's part of, you guys are the reason this happened.
So finally, I decided to end this. What we're going to do is, starting with this ratings period,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be posting our ratings on our website.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
Now, I cannot post the monthly ratings. We're not allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I will, the ratings come out 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible sometimes to think, if the ratings will be down in one city, you wonder, well, how could they be down in Baltimore if they're up in Washington?
Right.
How could they be down in Sacramento if they're up in Tampa Bay? It's the way the biz works.
It happens.
But the last thing we'd ever do is lie about our ratings. And, I I'm just maturing a little bit. I don't have it in me anymore to scream, we're number one! We kick ass! But listen, we're very close to being number one,
and
we do kick ass.
Yes. You may not have it in you, but I will I will stand up and scream when we hit that number one again.
And just know it will happen, and it will happen. Might happen in this ratings book.
Well, I will scream only for one reason, though.
Why?
Because they'll put more money in my pocket. Thank you.
That's all. That's kind of a blog from me to Dave Hughes. Dave, I really don't have anything against you. I mean, like our show, don't like it, I don't care. If you want to run a radio reps website that's got any kind of believability.
Can I give you a theory about Dave Hughes? And I know you're on the receiving end of a lot more of this crap than I am. But I get the impression that Dave Hughes is very similar to a lot of guys that have written about this show in the newspaper. It's a love-hate deal. It is one of these deals where, I think that one of the reasons that Dave Hughes does what he does is maybe because there is not a lot of contact, and it reminds me a lot of a guy named Jeffrey York that used to write in the Washington Post about us. And it's kind of just what you said about a guy that wants to be on the radio, perhaps, and is not, and writes about it, seems to be passionate about it, but he doesn't have that kind of access, and it frustrates him. That's the kind of vibe I get.
I know what's going on. And he gets his ratings info from whatever company had a good month.
Right. So yeah, whatever radio station.
If Bonneville had a good month, that tool...
I'm really hoping...
I really do want to say.
I hope he doesn't get his information like that.
I know he does.
Really? That ain't cool.
And this I do want to say. You people who criticize me for reading that and complaining about it on the radio, I don't think you have a clue how honest I am, because everybody reads this dumb site and reads these radio sites. Just nobody talks about it. Some of these guys not only read this guy Jim Farley at WTOP. Have you ever seen him post himself? This is the guy that runs the news station. Somebody writes something bad in the mailbag.
Uh-huh.
He writes a response. Now, you know what they say about him? Oh, Jim Farley's a stand-up guy.
He contributes.
Yeah, right.
Website. Yeah.
To a website. Doesn't say it on the radio.
Right.
You think I don't know when WTOP, the news station, has a killer book and they knock us out of first place, that the first thing that guy, you think I don't know the first thing he does is call Dave Hughes and say, hey, do you want the ratings? We killed Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
That's your headline.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, when WTOP gets killed in the ratings by Clear Channel, the Clear Channel guy calls him up
mm-hmm.
and says, hey, here's my spin. Whew. Wash FM's on fire.
Right.
dude, You're being led down the primrose path by a bunch of people. All I'm asking for when it comes to the ratings, if you're going to write about our ratings, at least strive for accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, our ratings kick ass.
That's right.
Oh, and incidentally, the quarterly ratings, the ones that count,
yes,
they come out in about 3 weeks.
Ah, well then we'll know.
So we'll let you know.
Stay tuned, both on this radio station and on our website.
Yeah, and we'll post the ratings for all the cities. You know, all the cities that we do great in. Yet, no one seems to notice, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
How come there's no Wichita RCTV?
You know, the thing is, WRCTV. What we'll do, and
how come there's no Sacramento RCTV?
You know, and I should point this out.
Tampa Bay RCTV.
When you say this, you know, you're not saying this for any other reason than a track record that this show has, all right? Good, bad, ugly, when this ratings book comes out, we're going to let you know what it is.
And I just thought that since I've been talking about this guy's website, I'm not screaming at him, calling him names, just saying, really, there's a guy named Alan Sniffen who I don't care a lot for. Check out his New York radio message board.
I've always thought on the internet one of the worst things about it is the anonymity.
Sure.
You can say things with total anonymity. It's the coward's way of communicating. You let people, you know, have a little, you know, accountability, you'd have a lot more credibility on that website.
Like whoever this guy is here that writes that our rating went down 6 months in a row. It says Bob. Hey, Bob, got a last name? Got a position? Or is it that you don't want to give out that information?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you're allowed to write lies about us, even though it's on the internet, and it's cool, you don't have to be called on it. But then when I call you on it, I'm being a hypocrite.
Right.
You know, and if you're afraid to post that information,
it would be,
give us a call.
I think it would be a more intelligent dialogue if there was accountability on there.
Right.
I think you would have a lot less of that, you know, that kind of nerd land crap that goes on.
Yeah, so anyway, that's all. We do kick ass in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
The last ratings that we got for the month of February were up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they were up in the month before that. And down in the month before that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, there, I've said it.
Oh, no!
The slide, the rating slide. The rating slide. Can I just tell you one more thing? And now I'm off the blog now.
Okay.
For all this talk about how the show's declining ratings and everything, there are stations that would trade their souls for our quote-unquote sliding ratings.
Mm-hmm.
All you wannabe radiophiles out there,
mm-hmm,
try it one day. Work in the biz, figure out what it's like, and then report back to me.
It's easy to hide behind the computer keyboard, son.
Sure is. Speaking the truth.
Get out here on the microphones when the world can listen to you.
So to sum up, you suck.
Well,
we're
said.
Great.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
That sums it up.
There you go.
But actually, now for that guy that runs that website, we're going to make him part of the show. It's just going to be a ceremony.
Oh, really?
Well, I was watching Goodfellas last night.
You know, when I told gonna, you, that's on 512.
Are they going to make Joe Pesci?
512.
It's the new shiny suit on.
Cinemax. He's standing at his mom's house. He got that big collar. Hey, Ma, what do you
how
think?
How do I look? You know, and then they take him. Oh, no.
And then De Niro pounds the phone.
De Niro does that De Niro cry. You know, it's like...
Okay, well, that was my blog.
Yeah, very good.
Tell me, what do you think? Should I have written it or said it?
No, you should have said it. More fun.
Okay.
I felt strongly about that, but not so strongly that I wanted to get in a fight with you about it, but I felt that this, by doing that, you know, this is your home of communication here.
Yeah. That's it. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. That's the thing about this internet thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys all know who I am, and I love you guys that like post Don parentheses Mike Source.
Yeah, just to prove.
Oh,
like,
no!
In the know.
Yeah, you're really in the know.
Right.
And all you guys that claim you never listen to the show, how do you know my wife's name is spelled FREDA? It's not a common spelling.
Right.
It's really not. It's really not.
It's not a rhetorical question.
Why don't you go over to WMMJ and ask them if they'd like to swap afternoon ratings with us?
Yeah.
Go ask.
Amen, bro.
Go ask WKYS if they'd like to swap afternoon ratings right now with us.
Bingo.
Yeah, you'd have to give them that truth serum stuff.
Yeah.
Because you know, otherwise they would say, well, no, we would rather play our boss of Luther Vandross records. No, they would rather have some active listeners. Some active, happening
strap
listeners.
Strap them down.
Okay, you're rubbing your face. That means we'll take a break.
That's how you know.
Right? Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dance up instead.
G, let me think. Sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, you do.
Nassau's gone funky.
You know, back in the day, a lot of people thought this song was singing a bad thing.
Yes, they didn't understand the
funky
word.
Funky Nassau. Oh. Sounds a lot like
Nassau.
Anyway, it's funky Nassau.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh, the TV's on the roof.
All right.
The TV, the dump truck is here.
Okay.
Our world headquarters at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia.
Right.
In about 30 minutes, we'll be up on the roof.
Very exciting.
Toss the dead TV into the dump truck.
Cool.
And then we'll dump it out, and we'll go at it with the tools and come down and get yourself a souvenir, and we'll videotape the whole thing and put it on the website.
So if you like good old-fashioned destruction, come on down, check your memory, and enjoy a TV being thrown off of the roof.
Don't forget, we have two computer monitors to rehearse with.
Appetizing.
So we want to get it right.
Those are no slouch items.
Had you forgotten about that?
I had indeed.
How's
your memory?
And again, we want to thank Shady, the guy from
Shady too.
Falls Church Paving, who brought the dump truck by today.
Yeah, he came up and said hi.
We do truly appreciate it. Okay, the Charlie, a Charlie interview. Now, Buzz, you had this in your news.
Yes.
Yesterday or the day before, about the world's largest thermometer.
Yes, it's just plain big.
Well, you know who likes thermometers.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie. What's wrong with
his
music?
He's had some experiences.
What's wrong with his music?
Thermometer.
No, it still's not working. Try it there. Hold on. There it is. Okay. That is music. Come on in, Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
I got my safety goggles on.
Good.
Oh, yeah. You know, Beth Ann got us all safety goggles.
We all
the hard
have
hat.
To wear safety goggles when you start to think like Charlie. Hi, Joe. Joe's got his on, too.
Charlie.
Just got safety goggles. The Bumblebee Hunter.
It's time for the Charlie interview now.
People.
Now, you listen to the show every day.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear the story Buzz had the other day about the world's biggest thermometer?
What?
Did you hear the story on the news the other day with Buzz about the world's largest thermometer?
Nah. No. I don't listen to that news.
Why?
It's the only part of your show I don't get. Mr. Burbank uses all the words, you know, finally, in sport, order, finally today, when the political things, you know.
Like that.
Jelly beans. No, but I know of it because every time I'm going to do a Charlie interview, Mr. Spiewak tells me what we're going to talk about. And he told me that we're going to call a guy that's got a thermometer that's really, really big.
It's the biggest one in the world, Charlie.
Wow!
Mm-hmm. How big is this goddamn thing?
I want to ask him so many questions.
It's 134 feet.
Right? Wow!
Now, Charlie?
That is so big!
Back when you were in that
How
place.
How big is that?
134 feet?
Big, right?
Yeah.
Four times taller than this building.
My goggles are off.
Charlie?
My goggles are off.
Charlie, you can take your goggles off.
Okay.
You can take them off. When you were back in that place, did they take your temperature a lot?
Yes. Every day. Two or three times a day.
Huh.
When I was growing up, like a long time ago, well, not really growing up, I was at, it was just a few years back.
All right.
When I was in a home, a group home.
Uh-huh. So how many times a day would they take your temperature?
In the morning when you wake up, right before breakfast, after breakfast, right before lunch, after lunch, for the noon snack, after the snack, right before dinner, after dinner, twice before bed.
That's like 11 times.
Different people every time. And the only rule was don't look, Charlie.
Oh.
That was it.
Huh. Well, did they have you close your eyes?
I've been mistaken lately for Scott Sable.
Because
I look like him, only gray.
I'm confused, Charlie. That
skin color.
If you were having your temperature taken 11 times a day, all you would have to do is just open your mouth.
No, they didn't do it that way.
Oh.
They did it
the bad way?
To talk about.
They did it the bad way.
They're not going to talk about
male nurses.
They did it
11 times?
Almost. I didn't count. It was normal. It's what we did. It's what was done. They'd say, you're normal. And then I'd go off and I'd do, you know, crafts. It was fun.
After they took your temperature.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to announce that in December, I shall be 65.
Wow.
Retirement age.
That's right. You're not going to retire.
I'm going to keep working. I'm younger than most.
Retirement age.
My body is young.
It is.
It really is. What was that word?
What?
I heard that.
I said retarded. Kidding, Charlie. Charlie.
What?
Hey, Charlie. Ben and Jerry? Yeah.
Chunky Monkey.
Okay,
I love Chunky Monkey.
Let's call the guy.
Is that the one with the pretzels in it?
No.
What's the one with the pretzels in it?
What's the one that's named after that guy you like so bad? Oh, Cherry Garcia
and the Chubby Hubby.
Uh-huh.
Chubby Hubby has the pretzels in it. Chubby Hubby, Chunky Monkey, Heath Bar, Cherry Garcia. I forgot the other ones. Uh-huh. And I like the Peace Pops. They're so good.
Charlie, the guy's name is, I don't know the guy's name. What's the guy's name, Rob? I can't find it.
Edie's is for fags. Rob told me to say
What's
that.
For fags?
Edie's.
Edie's Grand. Oh, Edie's Grand Ice Cream. The guy's name is Larry DeBoer.
Larry DeBoer.
He's at the Bun Boy Restaurant in Baker, California, and
he has the
world's largest.
Hello, Larry DeBoer.
Thermometer.
Like to talk about Larry DeBoer. What is it? Larry DeBoer.
Larry DeBoer. And
Larry DeBoer.
Like Larry the Boar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's
Charlie interview.
You got the permission.
Oh, he's ready.
Right? Okay. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Charlie. I'm from the Don and Mike Show. I'd like to speak with Larry DeBoer, please.
This is Larry.
Hi, Larry. My name is Charlie. How are you today?
Good.
I'd like to talk about the world's biggest thermometer.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's 130 feet, 4 feet.
Wow! That is big, isn't it, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
How big is it?
134 feet.
Oh, my God. How long did it take to build it?
That would hurt.
Yeah. I think it took 2 years.
Can it take temperatures?
Excuse me?
Can the thermometer take temperatures?
Absolutely. That's what it's built for.
But if it's that big, what do you stick it in?
The sky.
The sky. Oh, so it actually measures the temperature outside.
Correct.
Oh, see, I think of a thermometer as something you take your temperature, you know?
No.
Pretty funny, huh, Larry? What other big things do you have where you work?
A lot of big desert.
Big desert. Tell me more about this wonderful thermometer, Larry DeBoer.
What do you want to know?
Larry, when you answer my questions, you can say, well, Charlie, I like it actually when you answer my questions, when you say, well, Charlie, let me tell you, because it's better for my bosses if you say, well, Charlie, we had to, you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Okay. All right, let me ask you another question. Larry, whose idea was it to get the big thermometer?
Well, Charlie, it was Willis Heron's idea. He's the former owner.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Larry?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Charlie.
Yes, okay. So you have the big one that you built. It was another guy's idea. And do people love it?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't you love a big thermometer?
Sure, what? Wouldn't I love a big thermometer, what?
Charlie.
Yeah!
Charlie, tell this guy how many times they took your temperature.
And when I was at when I lived at this one place, this one house with a lot of other people, they took my temperature, I think, 11 times a day.
That's a shame.
And I was 95.7 every day. Little warm.
Yes.
But I wasn't sick or nothing.
I'd say 95.7, a little cool.
What do you sell? What do you sell at the store that you work at?
We're a restaurant.
A restaurant? Oh, tell me what you have. What kind of food?
We have all kinds of food, Charlie.
Do you have pizza? Do you have pizza?
No pizza, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Why? What's the point?
We're mainly meatloaf and gravy.
Ice cream.
Meatloaf.
Ask about ice cream.
Do you have ice cream?
Oh, absolutely.
Hello. Hello. What flavors of ice cream do you have?
Strawberry, Charlie.
Strawberry.
Thank you, Charlie.
Strawberry is one of my, but what are the flavors?
Just strawberry. We're famous for strawberry pie.
Oh, I like strawberry pie. I've had that before.
Whipped cream on top.
Oh, I like whipped cream sometimes. Not a lot, though. No nuts.
Oh, no.
Don't
no
put nuts.
No nuts.
Do you have triple thick shakes?
Absolutely, Charlie.
I like that, too. But you don't just sell meatloaf. Do you have hamburgers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, hold on, Charlie.
Okay,
did you know this?
What?
I'm reading this thing. Is it true that, you have to ask this guy, if somebody paid $700,000 to build this thermometer?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. $750,000.
Oh, my thermometer. God.
Oh, waste of money, Charlie.
$700,000. Is that a waste of money, Larry DeBoer?
You shouldn't have said
absolutely
that.
Not.
Absolutely well not what?
Charlie.
Yeah. That's right. But it gets a lot of attention, right, because it's so big?
Absolutely. A 134-foot thermometer would get your attention, wouldn't it, Charlie?
It would, Larry. Larry, if I was driving down the road and I said, and I saw it, what I'd say was, man, I'm hungry for strawberry pie. Let's go to the restaurant with the giant thermometer.
There you go.
I use my money to purchase goods and services.
Goods and services, okay.
Yes, you know, for me, I'm all... The thing is, where I live is already taken care of. So I buy, like, things, items, goods.
Okay.
And services. Like when you go to a store, you buy something like a candy bar, and then you buy, you know, a ride at an amusement park. You understand, Larry?
Correct.
Okay, let me ask you more about this. How long, Larry, are you with me?
I'm with you.
How long did it take to build the thermometer?
You're losing it.
How long did it take to build the thermometer?
From the day you got the idea to the day you looked up in the sky and said, it's finished. How long did it take, Larry?
I don't know, Charlie. I did not build it.
Okay.
I'm the second owner.
Oh, you're the second owner. So
yes,
you...
No, I have a used thermometer.
Oh, those are bad. I don't like those. Hey, Larry.
Yes.
Guess what?
Charlie.
Larry, do you like having the biggest thermometer in the world?
Of course.
Hey, would you be mad at me if I built a bigger one?
No.
Hey, Larry, can I tell you something?
Tell me.
I really liked interviewing you, you know?
Well, thank you.
And guess what? You know, I'm on the radio show. Do you know, Mr. Don, do you know what he's going to do?
What?
He's taking his TV that didn't work, okay? And he's taking it up to the top of the building where we work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to drop it into a dump truck and smash it to bits.
Oh, we've done that before.
You have?
Oh, absolutely.
When?
When I was in college.
Hey, can you go up to the top of the thermometer? Can you, like, go up with stairs and stuff?
Absolutely.
No! Hold on. I didn't even ask you that. So it's, like, got insides that you can travel up to the... It's like a tower.
It's a small access ladder, Charlie.
Oh, so you can't, like, the public can't? Would you let me climb it?
If you come down to Baker, I might let you climb it.
Baker, California.
You might be a little heavy
California.
For it, Charlie. Yeah.
I will ask Mr. Hughes to build a 6,000-foot blood pressure cuff. Won't that be funny?
Maybe we can connect it to my thermometer.
Yeah, and then we all be healthy.
Okay, you got to tell him to hold on. You're out of time, Charlie. Guys, I'm with the Charlie.
Oh,
come on now. Come on,
yeah. I want to talk more.
Ask me, we want to talk to you off the air.
Larry, if we put you on hold, will you talk to me off the air? Do you have time?
Sure.
Okay. Larry, then I have to actually do this now. Larry? Larry?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Charlie.
Larry, it's been a real pleasure, and I think after this interview, I consider you a friend.
Absolutely, Charlie.
Are we friends?
Yes, we are.
Then I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank Larry DeBoer for talking all about this thermometer.
If you put him on hold, you can talk to him off the air, Charlie.
Okay, all right. Hey, Larry, I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks for coming on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thanks for having me.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold now.
You want to talk to him, Charlie?
Yeah, put him on home.
There you go. There's the phone.
I'm not good like that.
No. Talk to him off the air.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I want to see if the guy stays on the phone.
We're not on the radio now.
Charlie's really talking to the guy.
How are you? That was fun, right? I liked having you on the show. Okay.
Put him back on hold for Rob. Then.
We're going to put you back on hold. Rob wants to talk to you for just a minute. Okay, I wear a girdle. Hold on. No, take it.
I know that makes you uncomfortable.
Totally. Totally, Buzz.
Yeah. Hello, are you still there? Larry?
Yes.
Oh, you're on the air. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Oh, yes. Yes. What?
Larry is probably
my best one yet.
Thank you so much for talking to Charlie. He loved it.
Yeah!
And we hope you get a lot of action at the Bun Boy restaurant.
Right. The Bun Boy restaurant!
He's still excited. Have a good day,
Check
sir.
Out the thermometer at the Bun Boy restaurant.
You can't miss it.
That was fun. I'm sorry, Rob. I forgot to mention the Bun Boy restaurant.
Well, that's,
you told me that I was supposed to.
Yeah. We'll speak later.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Don?
Will you take us to break?
Yeah. Let's listen now. For lots more, it's time to start the show.
This
what?
Is the Don and Mike
show. No, I don't
show.
Know. Oh,
father's a blue. I'm a schizophrenic. And so am I.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm going to take a turn around the town.
What, Judge?
You, mister. You got one in your pocket.
What, Judge?
I'm not going to hurt him.
That's Judge Melville. Heard who, Michael Jackson?
I do my own shaving.
Wow. Who are you talking about?
This is Robert Engermail, man, for Don's and Mike Show.
They love wigs and the women who wear them.
Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah,
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, Robert Mailman's here.
Yes, he is.
Of course, we're having an event. Of course he's here.
Yes, he showed up.
Although, you know, I'll say this for him. He's more reliable than Dennis.
Yeah.
What are the odds of Dennis actually going to the Nats opener tonight and coming back with some tape tomorrow?
Have we heard from Dennis since he called yesterday?
Not a word. As a matter of fact, I know the game, the Nationals opener, starts in less than 2 hours.
No.
Hey, anybody out there listening?
Right.
I should have mentioned this at 3 o'clock when we came on the air today. Anybody that wants to bring a tape recorder to the game tonight and ask the kind of wacky questions that we would ask, go ahead and do it and bring the tapes down or send the tapes in.
Yeah.
All you have to do is tell the people that they're being taped for possible broadcast.
Taped for broadcast.
I would say there is a 1 in 3 chance that Dennis does get a tape to us, but it will not be by 9 o'clock tomorrow
No,
morning.
Absolutely not.
Never in a million years
no way.
Will that happen.
No.
But if you're just going to the game now, grab a tape recorder and what the hell, make some more, you know, man on the street questions.
Good.
Make it happen if you're going to the game tonight. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there. I just had a question. What happened to Dennis Murphy?
We were just talking about him. Because we have a 2-minute delay, so you're all
you didn't
on that.
Yeah. Well, then go listen to the radio, and you'll find out he's ready to disappoint us tonight.
We're going
to
see what happens
at the Nationals.
This is his big comeback. It's going to be great.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, you know, I saw that Kirstie Alley show.
Fat actress,
yes.
Huh? You know what she needs? She needs a body triple.
Okay, listen, that kind of almost is a joke. Watch it, pal.
Yeah, not funny.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just watch it. We've already had one ugly book incident today.
Yes, we have.
Let's not have another one.
I don't want to do another booking.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. One booking a day is such a hassle.
But this could be it.
I feel like Ron Mexico.
Listen to this.
Just one a day is such a hassle.
Thank you, Senor Vic.
Oh, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Get your Ron Mexico shirts. Hurry, really, because our order is almost
really?
Filled.
Yes, limited time off.
Almost sold out of them. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I was reading the blog, and I just like to say you guys are mean.
Okay. Thank you for
reading. We're educated people. We're educated.
Oh, radio. Hold on. Here's another radio thing.
What would life be without it?
Here you go. This is why radio is great. I think we've talked over the last couple of weeks about the new Jack format.
Yes.
Right? The we play anything when really they just play the same pile of crap they've played all these stations for years. It happened today in Boston with a station on WQSX. They had been Star 93.7.
Right.
However, they want everyone to know that they are not doing the Jack format.
Mm-hmm. What's their format?
It's Mike.
Hey! Oh, now wait a minute.
Mike O'Mara.
What a great idea.
Buddy Rich songs?
But what if it was
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank?
You know, we all should be happy about that.
Or what if it was, you know, my favorite songs?
Michael Soares.
Anyway, it's the same dumb thing. It's just they did research and found out.
I like
that.
Mike.
They found out that people don't like the name Jack. They like the name Mike.
People love the name Mike.
Yes, sure they do.
How can you not like Mike?
Sure they do.
It's easy. Really, it's why they've had so many slogans like that, you know?
Like Mike, be like Mike.
Let's get Mikey, he likes it.
Mike likes Mike, all that stuff.
You're listening to Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Hi. Speak to Don and Mike?
Yo, too late. Just missed your chance. They just left your phone.
They took a powder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. I was just calling to say I think you guys are the greatest, and I listen to your guys' show every day when I'm working. In fact, I have your guys' phone number programmed into my phone.
Great.
I think you guys are hilarious.
Great. See, we're not mean to everybody that calls the show.
And a word of wisdom to you. On Mike FM, we test your memory.
Goodbye, dummy.
That was dummy. You meant that in an endearing way.
Oh, in the nicest possible way.
Friendly way.
Oh, speaking of dummy.
Bye, dummy.
Also, like to a quick mention to Michael Hughes, who's the general manager, great general manager.
True.
He is.
Yes, he's floating around here today.
Yeah, I know he is, so there might be a chance he's actually listening.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, the station... Listen, dude, do what you can for the DJs here at the station.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
Mm-hmm. But me too. I want to back you up on that one. I don't want you to be out there alone on that.
Help
them out. We got some talent here.
Here's the deal. We've got a bunch of guys that work at the station. God, this is inside, but this will be my blog again today.
Good.
So just deal with it.
I thought you were done with your blog.
This is a separate blog.
Separate and new.
Separate blog. Faster blog, though.
Kidding.
Faster blog. And you're rubbing your face. Right. Faster blog,
though. All right, go ahead.
We work at a radio station that has four pretty decent shows. Howard, Us, Junkies, Ron, and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
Stern's leaving shortly.
What?
I'll explain it to you during the break.
Surprise.
I touched on this yesterday. Just wanted to get it out there. I think Ron and Fez are friggin' fantastic. I also happen to think the Junkies are friggin' fantastic. It friggin' blows my mind that you have a radio station in which in just months the lineup is going to be turned upside down and you have these other very talented shows and you are making no overtures to them to say, listen, why don't you come and be a part of the new team?
Yeah.
Really, I'm very serious about this, Buzz, because I know this. When Stern leaves, whether we go to mornings, whether we stay where we are, no matter what happens, we're the only guys that got a contract around here.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows we ran into this problem with the disc jockeys from New York, but I really do believe that it's a team effort.
It is.
And I know that we have good feelings with the Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
We have good feelings with Ron and Fez.
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure if you ask those guys, you could take all of us, throw us in a bucket, put some eggs on top.
Right.
And then say, you guys do mornings, you do middays, you do afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
No one would bitch.
Right.
You got it done. I wouldn't bitch. Me and Mike have done all three shifts.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Ron and Fez have. The message to management is just this. I know that both the Sports Junkies and Ron and Fez have contracts that are being negotiated now.
Mm-hmm.
I read that Infinity, our company, in order to save money, is cutting all kinds of budgets, and they're going to put this money back into the talent to make the radio stations important again. If it's not a money issue, then why don't you just tell both of these other shows, listen, you're a part of the team.
Right.
Be cool.
And we would have the team based right here, which is very rare. We're all here right now.
We've got this tools.
This is an opportunity to do it. Man, these are, you know, you got these three shows that are cohesive. Man, this would work.
Mm-hmm. It sure would.
And you got a lot of people wandering the hallways here and a lot of bad blood and a lot of insecurity, and I hate it. And you know, and it manifests itself not just with the people that are on the air. It manifests itself with everybody in this building.
It's just, I got a feeling about that team. I got a feeling that if you put, and again, I'm not going to put us in the catbird seat. Let's say we stay right where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Ron and Fez are in the morning, or the Junkies, whatever. You put those three shows on the same radio station, and without Bill O'Reilly, incidentally, and from 6A to 7P, you'd have a guaranteed winner.
And, you know, we understand the deal with Bill O'Reilly wanting to have a flagship in Washington. He had some other stations.
Right.
Throw him on somewhere else where he's more appropriate.
Just take care of the DJs you have.
It's an entertaining lineup.
Yeah. And really, I'm saying this because I realize, you know, listen, here's the thing. If all the other DJs go, here's what's going to happen. Mike and I will get moved to the morning, and they'll just play records the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like their backup plan with us.
Mm.
Or they'll just put us on the failing, crappy classic rock station and turn this into another Spanish station.
I just think there's an opportunity here. You know, there are shows that have a track record in this market, that have a following, and please, you know,
You know, just pay attention to these guys. You got some talent. They're talking about talent within the company. You got talent right here.
So you've got a bunch of good guys who are being jerked around by this company very unfairly, in our humble estimation, about their future in broadcasting with Infinity. When come October, it's going to be a freaking fire sale around here, and Mike and I are going to be like going, well, we got our show, and then there's, you know, stand by for the latest from Jethro Tull. Please, come on. So anyway, fix that, please, if you dummies are listening.
Fix it.
You big dopes. Now, about American Idol, I want to say that my gaydar went off way early on Anwar.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember me bringing it up.
Right.
And I thought he looked kind of queer. I thought that there was some, there was some gist about him I had read somewhere that he might be gay.
Right.
Well, I've got news for you, Mike. If you go to the site called AfterElton.com,
AfterElton.com,
you will find that before American Idol even started, that Anwar posted himself as a gay available male.
Oh, very nice.
Huh. Let me tell you, his vital stats. Oh, Robbie, I'm going to need my glasses.
Good heavens.
I know.
Put them on.
There are rumors about him being gay, and now we found the website.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but where are my glasses?
Where'd you put them?
They're in the bag somewhere.
Here I hope so.
Oh, there's
here, man.
Remember last time.
Oh, hello, glasses. There we go. Anwar. Here he is. Now, am I gay with these
read
glasses?
Read your gay story with the gay glasses.
Gender, man.
Yes.
Relationship, single, dating. Relationship thought, casual, age 25, 34, within 120 miles of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Body type, lean, thin, medium toned, athletic. Height, 5'7 to 6'2. No preference about lifestyle. Smoking. The person he's looking for never smoke, and you can never socially smoke.
Well, what's he doesn't want a smoker?
It's what he's looking
for. At no time.
Your education, you must have at least a bachelor degree. You must make at least $30,000 to $50,000.
Hello.
Children are okay if they're living at home. Mm-hmm. And then you have blackplanet.com, another website I discovered.
Okay.
And they tell you that Anwar has been on there. Oh, sorry.
This is Robert, the anger mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Black Planet. Let me see. He last logged into blackplanet.com on January 1st, before they knew if he was going to be on American Idol or not. Nobody knew that the school teacher was going to be one of the finalists on the show. And now that it's out there,
right.
I want you to just go to the site and look for yourself. And the question is the Fox going to do anything about this? Are they going to announce it? Are they going to string him up by the short hairs?
Well, no, they've had gay people on that show before. They're not going to make any big deal of it at all.
They've never had anyone gay on that show before, Mike.
Clay Aiken was
okay,
gay.
Except for Clay Aiken. Never had a gay.
They have to. Reuben.
Now, hey.
I'm not kidding, of course.
Reuben.
This is Robert, the anger mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Thank you, Robert. So anyway, He's as queer as a $2 bill.
Ah, wonderful. Well,
$3 bill.
And he wasn't in the bottom three last night.
And good for those websites for protecting his anonymity.
Isn't that lovely?
Again, that's AfterElton.com and also BlackPlanet.com. But I can't fault them.
Still has a chance to go to the finals, too, I think.
I cannot fault
them. Even though I thought he should have been in the bottom three last night, I think he can come back.
Can't fault the websites because the guy did sign up before he was on the show
and
wants to have gay sex. So
this should only help his cause.
Yay.
Absolutely.
we got to get up on the roof. Just let me give you a feel-good because we'll put the picture up on the website. I love when there's a feel-good and a picture attached.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really good one. There is a story that we found about he-she's, okay? They've crossed...
Jims?
Yes, they've crossed a new border. The tranny that we're going to be talking about, 45, her name is Karina Thompson. She used to be Corey Balashek.
Hi, Corey.
Back in 1981, Corey, the man, served time in prison. He was convicted of strangling and killing a nurse.
Gee, that's not good.
Because the reason he killed her is because she came on to him.
Uh-huh.
He was charged with murder, and he pled guilty to manslaughter.
Didn't like that.
He got out, had a sex change,
and became a woman.
Right.
2 weeks ago, the woman, the mother, the mother of...
What mother?
The mother of the guy that became a girl.
Right.
She was dead. They found her dead.
So she killed the mother?
Yeah, and the reason that she has now made headlines is that now this is the first time someone has been found guilty of murder as a man, had a sex operation, and been found guilty of the same crime as a woman.
So the sex change had nothing to do with the homicidal tendencies.
And we'll have this on DonandMikeWebsite.com. Here is a picture of the lovely shemale. This makes American history.
Oh, dear.
This is the first time, right?
Committed a crime as one gender and was convicted as another.
Got out. Had the sex change.
Convicted twice, Buzz.
There you go.
Wow.
So that's your feel good. Everything else I will just save for tomorrow because we got stuff to do.
Wow.
Yeah. Up on the roof.
All right. Stuff to smash.
It's the 42-inch plasma Sony TV.
Very exciting.
That just up and died on me the other night. And who's that that sales guy that says his name when he answers? Is it Dave Howard?
Dave Howard.
I was just in the John, and Dave Howard says, "Hey, what's wrong with that TV?" I said, "It's totally fried." He said, "I heard there was just something wrong with it. You were just wanting a reason to get rid of it." I said, "The thing costs thousands of dollars.
Right.
I'm not that stupid."
No, you had experts that go
really,
out with
it's really broken.
Tony Diggs is really mad at Dave Howard right now.
Why?
Because he broke his phone.
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
The phone that's been in this building brand new for about 9 days, he destroyed it.
That's a new used phone.
Right.
Dave Howard.
Yeah.
Previously owned, as they like to
say.
Dave Howard.
The scuttlebutt around the station is that, at least with these sales guys, is that the TV's not really broken.
No, it's actually a stunt that we're doing with a TV worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, there's other scuttlebutt too that Dave Howard's a tool.
Dave Howard. Now,
the TV don't work. Mm-hmm. It's busted. It's going to be on the roof with Rob and I.
Everybody's talking about this.
Mike and everybody will be downstairs with the dump truck. You will hear the plasma TV go from the third story of our building into the dump truck. Live when we come right. So come on down to WJFK at 10800 Main Street, and we'll have video out there. We'll have the streaming video up on our website as well.
Very exciting.
Hopefully within hours of the stroke of midnight tonight.
Yes, it'll be exciting.
So, Mike, downstairs for you.
Yeah, do we have our golf commentator location set up down there?
I believe we do. Buzz, good. Downstairs for you.
See you there.
Rob and I will be up on the freaking roof.
Made a boy's dream come true today. Look at him. Look at how happy he is today.
He loves the destruction. He loves the song.
Love the trip.
Love on a rooftop.
He loves being on a roof with you.
You know, did I tell you last night? Hold on. God, this is... We're running so late. I hope Sweetie Pie's at home.
You know, to celebrate, I actually took 3 roofies.
You'll be
able to go whatever you want.
The person you are calling does not wish.
Oh, God.
Has she taken out a restraining order again?
I called her on one of the inside lines. We don't accept calls from callers who block their IDs. Buzz has his sunglasses.
Well, we're going outside.
Last night.
Cool Modi.
Come on, where you at, baby?
What happened last night?
It was about Rob.
Yeah, too many calls.
It was about Rob. Hey, baby.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me turn up my radio. With this long delay, I never knew it's you calling anymore because I'm so far behind.
Right, because they trust us so much with this big, long delay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby?
Yeah.
Mike was just commenting how happy Rob and I would be up on the roof, which, of course, is a joke because we're not faggots.
It's a lie.
But last night, what was the comment that you made to me? I came upstairs to talk to you about something, and the phone rang, and it was Rob again.
You called Rob this time. Well, I was just sitting in my room by myself, my shoe room, just doing my fingernails, watching a little Law and Order.
Yeah.
You came through, and you're just on your phone, chit-chatting, so animated, saying, who knows what about American Idol, but blah, 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 and so happy and giggly and laughing, and waited till you walked through, and oblivious to me, and I shut the door behind you, and then you came back, and you said, I'm sorry, I was just talking to Rob. I said, would you take your princess phone and call your little girlfriend somewhere else? And you said to me,
He said, well, sometimes he calls me. I don't call him all the time. And I said,
way to stand up.
Hey, shut up, you.
I said, believe me, I do not think that Rob is more manly than you. I think you two are about equal.
Oh, that's nice.
That goes to the right.
I mean, I expected you to be sitting on a, you know, in that position in front of your phone with your legs crossed behind you, and just leaning back and forth like in Tammy and the Bachelor or something when you're talking.
You have to admit this, although I do chat with Rob a lot, he's my best buddy, but the American Idol is a different experience for Rob and I.
It requires dissection.
It's kind of hard to get, you know, if you came to me, and of course you wouldn't, right afterwards and said, hello, baby, you know, let's make beautiful love. It would be hard to get excited about the girl that just trounced through my room chatting about American Idol with her best buddy.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's nice. Well, so now you got the gist of the way she was last night. And, you know, the fantasy there is that I could come into your room and ask to make love and you'd say yes.
That would be the real reason.
That's
and
the real
always
fantasy.
A different reason, but that would be that reason.
That's the real fantasy, that I'd come by and you'd actually say, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, luckily for me, I know you're plenty happy anyway.
Plenty happy without sex. Sure, I've been plenty happy without sex for a long time.
Yeah, I know. As long as there's Rob.
We've got a TV to draw.
All right.
We do.
See you, baby. I love
Bye.
You.
Bye. Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Not even sure what that meant.
What?
Plenty of happy without sex, but at least there's Rob. What does that even mean?
I think she's making a veiled reference. It's a sexual
thing. She thinks I'm
screwing
you.
But Rob, don't worry about it.
It doesn't happen.
Don't worry
she
about what
she thinks we
said.
Have that we make the beast.
Phone sex is not sex.
If you get worried about what she says, don't worry about it, because it's what we all say. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
What do we say?
It's fine. It's what we all say.
The last time that we had phone sex,
right?
I only had the oopsies twice.
Okay, I'm gonna get sick now. I'm going to nausea town.
If you get sick, Mike, you're gonna
what nausea town?
Are you gonna get the oopsies?
I'm getting the oopsies right now with this conversation.
Okay, time, that's the oopsie.
Time to break a TV, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. With a lovely radio bouquet for ye, Don and Mike.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike.
You'd like this show to be like this all the time, wouldn't you?
You know what Rob said to me?
What did he say?
You've always wanted to do a show like Hitler.
Or Mussolini from the perch up there with looking down on the great unwashed.
Because Robbie and I are up on top of the building. Mike is down at the bottom with a... Oh, thank you, Beth Ann, for the up on the roof thing.
I'm here with my my co-commentator, Buzz.
Hi.
And, Buzz and I are sharing a microphone, so I have to be like Larry Bud Melman. Buzz, Buzz, what do you think of this? Great, thanks.
You did that thing that Larry Bud Melman does, where he doesn't move the microphone to the guy who's talking. And Joe Ardinger is getting all of this on documenting this on video.
Video, that's great video. Now, what we're going to do is when you guys are getting ready to throw the big TV in the dump truck, we're going to move all these brilliant gentlemen who are waiting to eat plasma over to the, I guess, where are they moving them, Joe? Over onto the sidewalk over there so as not to have any serious injuries. I was joking with John Norman.
He's wearing a hard hat.
That this would be like the thing you see on the internet, you know, with a stunt gone wrong. We're all kind of giggling and laughing. And then somebody gets a shard of glass through their eye.
Let's lose that music, Beth Ann,
just
for a second.
It's getting windy.
And I think we should probably warm up, Rob, with the computer monitor.
All right, we're going to need all you guys over there right now, because we're starting with computer monitors, and I'm moving back, too.
This is just to be able to gauge.
Look at him run.
Hey, and there's Robert the mailman. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Don.
Hey, scream. What? Did you call me a bitch? Oh, bitch about Xbox.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Shondell's hair is straight again today.
Hi, Shondell. Hey, Mike.
She couldn't hear that. That's why I said that.
I've already mentioned that to about 1,000 people today.
Okay. All right, now listen.
Rob,
now, hold on a second.
Hold the microphone.
What do you think? John Norman, be careful. John Norman's close. Now, do you have a good aim on this? Now, Rob, help him with this.
Mike, he's telling... This is the same
thing. This is... The China shop, this is bull.
Now, this is dead center over there.
All right, dead center, but I think what the key is, right, is to not throw it, right?
I'm going to try to just push the monitor over, but I'm going to have to give it a little body English to get it in the truck.
Don, are you going to give us like a five count?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Here we
go. All right. Well, now, this is a computer monitor coming from about 35, 40 feet.
Three, two.
Here we go.
One.
Here it comes. Very good.
That's Johnny dead in the center.
That's very good. And the bravest man of all, John Norman, who you cannot see, who is standing literally next to the dump truck with a microphone up there, and, you know, very, very brave. That was great. That was fantastic.
All right, now, Rob.
Hey, hold on a second. I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Is there any way we could, like, rest the microphone somewhere where it could get...
Well, I had that thought as well.
I mean, we really ought to place the microphone inside the truck.
Why don't we take...
Is there a way we could do that, John? Well, hold on, John's... Hold on, I can't hear your microphone. Let me see. Is it working?
Hello?
Anybody hear me?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe just... God, Mike, maybe with yours, with the cord.
Yeah. No, I don't have a cord, Don. This is wireless, yeah.
I was going to say, if we had a microphone with a cord, we could throw it over the edge.
We don't have that. Well, I don't see any of the engineers. They're all
Rob,
up
you want to try?
Yeah. Matt, do we have any... I mean, would it be okay to put a... can we turn up John's cordless and maybe put it in the truck?
Well, Mike, let us try one more test run. Rob's going to throw a computer off.
All right, throw a computer off, Rob. Here we go. And turn John Norman's microphone up so we can hear it a little bit. All right? Rob's going to bring it over
right
now.
Rob, how you feeling?
This is exciting.
All right, here we go.
Now, see if you can get it.
Five count, Rob.
Dead in the center than I did.
Five, four, three,
here we go.
Two, one.
It's not bad.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
You know what?
Yes?
We are going to kick ass when we throw this TV off the top of this building.
This is very... How's the weather up there?
You know what? It's fantastic.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It's breezy and nice here on top of the building.
Oh, this is perfect. Wait a minute.
What are we doing?
Shady has just lifted up this little window on the back of the truck, and John can rest the microphone. What's the deal, Matt? Are we okay with that? And if not, I'm going to put my microphone in.
We're outside the radio station. Rob and I are up
on
the roof.
Hello. Okay, this works. All right, this is
Rob and I are on the roof. Mike is down there with a dump truck, Shady's dump truck, and we're going to get rid of the plasma TV that broke my heart and died. You know, Mike is sticking...
All right, I have wedged the microphone in there.
Mike is sticking his microphone into
the dump. Is there anything else you can throw? Is there anything else you can throw? Can't we bring anything up there?
Let us just do the TV first.
You want to just do the TV? Okay, the microphone is in the back of the truck
right now.
Okay,
because once the TV's in there, then we get the thrill of the dump truck dumping it out.
Oh, that's right, and we'll have to move the microphone out of the way. All right, we're ready for... Are you guys ready to see the plasma TV get dumped? All right, they want it, man.
Mike, that didn't sound like anybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I got to go over there.
Would you mind goose them?
Hold on. I'll goose them a little bit. Hi, everybody, and how's your memory? Are you ready to see a plasma screen get destroyed today?
Look at those stiffs.
No. We need more than... What the hell's wrong with you?
They don't know Mike's over there.
Whenever we have a crowd of 10 that we want to make sound like 300, we have to really be loud,
hold
okay?
Hold on, Mike. Hold on, really. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 2, 4... Mike, roughly 43 people here.
43? We need to make you sound like 4,000. Would you like to see some destruction today?
Yeah! Well, now, Rob, I heard your big voice.
All right, I'm leaving them now.
Mike,
okay.
We are ready. We're going to turn this over to you. Rob and I are going to be picking up the Sony PVM-751.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What we'll do, I'm going to go over here with this group, and we will give you the 10 count. We'll all count you down from 10, and when you get down to it, you throw the plasma. We got to have a real nice loud 10 count when they get it up there. All right,
guys?
You
should know that this plasma TV weighs 68 pounds.
All right, we've got the microphone wedged in the back of the dump truck.
We're going to lose the mics now.
All right, but you'll hear us give you the 10 count, right? Okay.
Here we go.
We're getting ready for this. Isn't this exciting? Yes, it's a female name. Are you guys ready? All right. They've got it up at
the
top of the building.
Mike, we're going to display. I'm going to put the microphone down. Rob and I will display the television for everyone.
All right, let's display the television. There we go. They're lifting it up. There. Oh, look at the magic of plasma screen. They're showing it to everybody. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike,
yes?
Rob and I have one slight problem.
All right, what's that?
How do we throw it? Do we throw
it? I think you drop
it horizontally, vertically.
I think you nudge it over like you did with the computer screens. That's all you have to do.
We kind of threw the computer screens.
You did? Well, just give it a little push.
All right, let's do it.
All right, put the microphone down, and we're going to give it the 10 count now. Don, you just nod. Give me the thumbs up. You're ready to go. On the count of 10. Ready, guys? Here we go. 10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Three, two, one.
Here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
That is freaking spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Look at it. Mike,
man.
We hit it. Joe, get up there and get a shot for the video.
Wow.
We hit it.
You guys nailed it.
Dead on.
That was spectacular.
Just like watching a building implosion on the Discovery
Channel.
That
was spectacular.
Winner. And now, Rob and I will come downstairs.
All right, now, Shady, we're going to need you to get into the dump truck and dump it out. And Rob and Don are going to be coming downstairs. All right? It's Shady, and the driver here is what? Linwood. All right, guys, Joe, we need you to get out from the back because they're going to dump it out. Here it comes. Let's get some microphones on this. They're going to dump out what's left of the plasma screen. Very exciting. But is the truck not starting? Oh, no. Linwood, is the truck not starting? Oh, no. Oh, the truck is dead. Oh. Are you going to try to jump it? He's going to try to jump the truck. Watch out. Hold on. Let's see if he can get it. He's trying to start it.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. Hold on. Don, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
The truck has got a dead battery. And it feels like it might be a little flooded.
So you mean...
It smells like it.
So you mean that the truck... So it won't start up and it won't do its...
It won't start. It's doing that little clack, clack, clack. Now, what's the solution, gentlemen? Do we have a solution here?
What's happening?
It looks like the truck won't start. I'm wondering if we can go inside the bed and smash things there.
Well, let's see what happens. We still might be able to dump it out. We're seeing if we have a solution.
Joe, were you able to get any video of the TV inside the truck?
I ran up and stuck it in there, and then I got some from the hole in the back of the truck.
There's a lovely smell of gasoline all around.
Because Rob and I are giving each other high fives up there, because that TV came down, and it came down the screen side first.
What did it look like from up there?
It was like something from Letterman.
Yeah.
Like something you could show it in slow motion.
Very good.
And the screen, what a fantastic
experience. Now, we're going to have this on the website, too, right? We're going to get this video on the website of this happening.
Yes, what, Robert?
It's the only piece that came off the truck.
Oh, that was a piece of the computer. The computer monitor that came out.
Well, it's a souvenir?
It's a souvenir. It's on eBay. Now, the problem right now is we're waiting. They're going to figure out, see if they can get this truck started.
I've got jumper cables.
You've got jumper cables.
I do.
But would a regular car be able to jump that truck? That's my question.
Hold on. You mean we went to all the trouble to push a... Robert. What, Robert?
Push the car. Let's go.
Volunteers,
let's go.
All right.
You're going to push a dumb truck to get it started?
Let's ask Shady, get over here. I'm putting you on the spot, Shady. Shady, you brought the dump truck down here. Shady, what's the deal? You think we're going to be able to get this sucker started? They're going to push it?
They're going to push it.
This isn't going to work.
You can't push a dump
truck. This isn't going to work.
This is not like a Kia.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
You can't.
This is like a mom Chevy that we're pushing here.
I'm screaming at us, Joe.
Oh, I see. You're going to like push it forward, and then you're going to try to jump start it back?
Oh, good.
You can't. This isn't going to work.
God, I hope you don't get run over, Robert.
This is terrible.
Okay.
Pardon me? Anybody have jumper cables? Oh, wait, here we go. This guy right here is going to jump. Oh, look at this Chevy. Nice little Camaro.
We got a guy with a Camaro.
Nice
now,
Z.
How could a Camaro jump a gigantic friggin' tow truck?
Well, I'll be honest with you. This is going to be a fabulous ad for Chevrolet. If this works, I'll tell you that.
American ingenuity.
Rob, you're going to like this experiment. As the Chevy car tries to jumpstart the Ford truck.
Oh, that can't happen.
All right.
All right, here's the guy.
Rob said it's a guarantee.
Here's the guy with a big Chevy.
We're getting the jumpers. All right, he's got extra length. Rob's got the jumper cables. Let's see what happens.
Look at Rob's bungees. Robert
was checking Linwood's beverage.
Robert, what were you doing? What were you doing, Robert?
Robert. I know what he found.
Stash.
Robert, check Linwood. Maybe this is the problem.
A truck driver.
Linwood's
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know what it is? Look at this.
I know what this is.
This is the bottle that he relieves himself in.
Over on the mail.
Very good. Well, at least he had the cap on it. That's a good thing. Bring it on this side? Okay. Guys, we're going to bring in the car here.
Here comes the Chevy.
The Chevy Camaro that's going to jump start the Ford F-Series dump truck.
Yeah, listen to that, baby.
All right. Now, what's he doing?
American ingenuity. Where's
come back.
He's driving away.
No, he's getting his battery on the right side. He's going to pull it in there and back it up. What a nice ad this is for the Chevy Camaro.
This would be a good time for a commercial break.
A commercial break. We'll try to get the truck started.
Yes, because the TV has been tossed.
Yes, it has.
It is broken. Robert,
please put the urine back.
Put the Pepsi bottle with the man's urine.
Please,
back
Robert.
Inside.
Robert. No. No.
I double dare you.
I'm first. You first.
No, no. I didn't find it.
Well, hey. Bubble has gotten his wish. He's disrupted the broadcast again.
Listen, you know what you've done? You've already embarrassed the guy that drives the
truck. Robert.
You've already embarrassed the truck driver.
Robert, here's the deal.
I don't know who he is.
Robert, here's the deal. Don't drink it. Warm your hands with it. All right. Oh, hold on. Oh, we're going to try it. We're going to start it up. We're going to fire up now.
Hold on. Let's get this going.
Yeah! Yes! Ah, yes, sir. We got it.
You're going to pull it forward? All right, he's going to pull it forward. Pull that truck forward. How about that, huh? The Chevy Camaro does the trick.
So
what did I tell you?
The dump truck is working.
Yes, the Ford truck was jump-started by the Chevy car.
We still have to do the commercial break.
Okay, and then we're going to dump it out?
But I want to ask our driver. Excuse me. Hey, what's up with that Pepsi bottle?
That's beer.
Oh, it's beer.
That is the foulest smelling beer I've ever smelled.
I tasted it. It tasted good to me.
Okay, the destruction of the television
will continue
after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You got a gift, my friend. You got a gift. Oh, yeah. You saw that there was something that I was trying to do, and you figured that out. That's why you are who you are. God bless you. You got a f***ing gift.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
Yes, you do.
The Don and Mike Show. The home of hilarite. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're back outside. The dump truck has been jump-started. The tarp is down. Mike, is your mic on? Hold on, Mike. I'm not, hold on.
It's always a very good thing. And this is just for young broadcasters. When you're going to go on the air, turn your microphone on.
Yes. The TV, the computers have been tossed from the top of the building into the dump truck.
We got a good report during the commercial break that the fact is Joe got the whole thing on video. So if he's able to get that up on the website, you'll be able to see the TV being dropped from the roof. It was fantastic, and he got every bit of it.
So we're going to do it in slow motion.
I think, slow motion is the way we're going to try it.
You know, give us until tomorrow morning to get all the video up. Now, let's have the dump truck unload all the stuff we threw off the roof.
All right. Mr. Pepsi Bottle, give us your remains. Oh, don't say that. Oh, sorry about that.
The remains
of the TV.
Oh, ready for this baby to open up. Now, do you think my brother Jim is listening in Wisconsin right now and thinking...
Listening and loving it.
This is like his deal.
What's your deal?
Hey, you know what I'm seeing back here?
What?
You see the hydraulics.
Hydraulics, here it comes.
That's twice today.
Here it comes. Oh.
Hold on. The TV's about to... Wow, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, baby.
What a mess.
This is all... That's
beautiful.
What? In radio, you hope for sound, and that was the best possible sound we could have gotten right
there. And now look at the masterful job that we did destroying this TV.
Where's the plasma?
Hold on.
Where's the goo that's in there? Where's the poison?
There it is.
That ain't gooey, and that ain't poisonous. They was lying to us.
Look what happened to... Oh, and here is... Rob, look at that. We broke the screen right out of it.
Now, that looks like it's kind of a safety glass that you've got, but you actually have maybe two layers with a real... See, that's the real glass over there.
Oh, this broken stuff.
That stuff that's down there. And we got two... we've got one computer monitor. Doesn't look like it's finished yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
Well, right. That's why we've got tools.
Get the sledge.
Okay, let's get some stuff out and finish this job up.
All right, very good. Rob's going to take the sledge to the computer monitor.
Goggles on.
Don, you want to do that?
I don't care.
All right. Goggles on.
Hold the microphone, would you please?
Of course.
All right, here we go.
Make sure Don has goggles.
We don't want a blind host.
Let's play Whack the Hughes.
All right, very good. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my eye. Oh, my eye.
There it is. Look at that. You know, whoa, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Watch out. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah.
We have an injury.
I'm afraid.
We have an injury.
I'm afraid.
He is the bull in the giant. Everything was going swimmingly until Don adopted the golf swing.
The underhand, yeah.
The golf swing. Shady, how are you?
I apologize. Now, Shady.
That's Shady that you hit there with the plastic.
You really went. I apologize.
Quite all right. That's quite all right.
Now, don't want to happen. Some shards came your way?
Yes, it did.
All right. I'm just Paul Bunyan. Mike, what do you got?
I got an electric chainsaw. I'm going to tie that right now. Someone want to hold my microphone for me?
Buzz, you want to do some destroying?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
Here you go, Buzz. Take that. And the hammer thing is off for right now. The hammer alarm is off. Boy, that computer, when I whacked into that thing, he just went 8,000 different ways. Mike has put his eye out.
I almost said the S word. Oh, man. I was saying no S. That really did do that. Here, let me try it this way.
Want the glasses?
Oh, I need safety. I left my safety glasses.
Right. Yes, we need safety glasses. Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, I pulled it out again. Rob!
He pulled it out again.
Oh.
Rob, he pulled it out again.
It's bad when you pull out ahead of time.
And, Buzz, do you want to get ready with...
Sure.
Why don't you just go ahead and just beat on the monitor a little bit, if you want.
Now, the proper way to do this is to tie the cord behind.
You don't want to beat on it. Go ahead and do the opposite. Oh, you, Mike broke Rob's chainsaw.
That's a tough monitor.
I'm really sorry, Rob.
What is that made of, oak?
Mike just broke Rob's electric chainsaw.
I'm real sorry.
Look at the chain. The chain was, looks like on my bicycle when I was a kid.
You know, that could have hurt me.
How did you do that?
I think it just slipped off. I think we can fix that. I think that was a little overzealous on my part.
I do have one question.
What's that?
How's your memory?
How's your memory?
Buzz, you want to give a slam at the actual television itself?
Yeah, mic me. Here we go.
All right, here we go. All right, Buzz. Yes, look at him. Look at that new honed body. Look at that.
Oh, man.
Hours in the gym. Yes, sirree, Brawny. Brawny paper towel man.
Now Rob's
going to drill it.
Yeah, help me out, Rob. Drill a hole.
I hope the drill doesn't break.
What are you doing, Rob?
It's stuck. Hold on. Okay, hold on.
All right, here we go. Drill it. Kill it. Kill it dead. You know, here's the unusual thing about this whole thing. I think we can fix this.
He's giving it a severe scratching with that drill.
Really?
The drill doesn't have a chance against it. What's it made of? Space-age polymer?
I don't want to alarm anybody as Don hits it with the sledgehammer, but I'd like to tell everybody here, this is a warning. You've all been exposed to plasma. Look at that. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. That's the head of a general manager. Yeah. Yeah. All right. One more? Who's this for?
It's for my great life.
All right. Fantastic.
Very nice.
Lovely.
These TVs are built for and tough.
I'm really surprised at how strong that is.
Yeah.
Sony, the one and only, but then again, it did blow up.
Would you like goggles?
Yeah, you might want goggles. So he's drooling with rage. This is it. Right. Right. Very good. Yeah, that's all right. Unusually, that's the way you react after meeting with managers every time.
I'm out.
Remember yesterday, you weren't sure whether or not you'd want to do this.
Smell it? Smell the plasma?
Spent.
Is that what the smell is?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know, this goddamn thing is not broken.
No, it's not. Well, no, it's broken. It's just the frame and the metal part is broken.
Like a TV.
At the very least, you're going to have to adjust the contrast.
Right. But that's pretty darn good. I don't think anybody's going to be viewing it anytime soon.
Oh, you can fix that.
You know, if we had time, if the dump truck was still here,
Have the drum set drive over it?
Yes.
Yes. Wouldn't that be ducky?
Yes, you are reading my mind.
Did Shady leave? I think he was going to get eye surgery.
He's getting some Pepsi.
What's that?
All right, Robert's going to give it a shot.
All right,
now.
Go ahead, Robert.
Go, Robert.
All right. All right, here we go. Look at everybody, like, instinctively take a step backward.
Come on, Robert. All go. Right. Black man with a mallet.
There you go, Robert. Robert, do it for the man who's been keeping you down. There you go. Yes, sirree. All right. Very good. Yes. Slavery. Oh. White women. White women. Wow. Fantastic. He actually made it through.
He broke it.
Give Robert a nice round of applause.
Yeah.
Wasn't that fantastic? Yeah.
Right, Robert.
Where the police at now?
That's good.
Somebody finally perforated it.
That's good.
Where the police at now?
I think he swung that thing like a little bitch.
What did the police have to do with this?
Police at now.
All right.
Is there anybody in the crowd who wants to take a swing?
If you'd like to take it, would you go ahead, sir?
Come on,
go
jump
ahead.
Up here.
Yes, sir.
Come here. And
enjoy. What pleasure.
Boy, are we lucky? We got the handsomest guy in the crowd.
Absolutely.
What's your name, son?
Will.
Who are you going to be hitting?
My father.
All right, dude.
Will, before you hit that thing, let me just ask you a few questions. How far did you get in your education, son?
Physics major at Mason.
A physics major at Mason. I thought he looked like a dummy, but he's a bright guy. There you go.
Well, George Mason, Mike.
Oh, that's right. One. Can he make it through? Can he punch through the metal part like Robert did?
I don't know if anyone can.
Oh, yeah, because Robert's so scary strong. That sounded very gay, Buzz.
Well,
feel his muscles, okay, my hero.
You get one more pop.
All right.
Let it go for your pop.
Oh, hey, he made it through. Hey. He busted through.
How about that?
Congratulations.
All right.
And George Mason has a good physics department. They just let gravity equal 10. So just round it off.
So
I don't get that.
Here's
joke.
The deal. This part of the show is over. So all you people that are out here, any of this crap you want?
If you'd like to take it home, little duct tape, some Elmer's glue, put it back together, you can make it work.
Hold on, here's a guy that's taking the TV screen.
Some usable parts.
Is this, are you going to make it into some kind of artwork, sir?
Not really, no. Just going to post it up on the wall and hopefully have you guys sign it for us.
Okay, all right. I think we can arrange to do that.
I'd be glad to. Does anybody else want any of the broken stuff?
Feel free, help yourself. He's taking people like stuff.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with a broken computer?
I don't know. I can give it away in my class or something.
All right. Okay, very good.
Or something.
If you want anything, take it. Don't cut your fingers.
And don't take my chainsaw.
That wonderful electric chainsaw. Rob, I think we've proven today the electric always better than the gas powered.
Well, it worked for a while.
I understand.
Son, what have you got over here?
It's remains of a computer monitor.
And you know what? But you see this metal part here, son? You know what you can do with that? I see the beginnings of a time machine.
Time machine.
We can make a time machine out of that. Don't you want to travel through time?
Time machine.
Go in a time machine.
That was so good. That was so great.
And as I said during the break to somebody, I said, we have now set the standard because you guys did it.
Yes.
Now that we don't, we can throw anything off the roof, including human beings.
Yay. Let me just tell you, do all the plugs, because I want to get one more swing, and I can't tell you how it...
All right.
That's better than acupuncture.
We want to thank Shady from Falls Church Paving for all your paving needs, 534-2258, and, help those guys out. They did a nice job today. Want to thank our engineers, Tony and Matt, who did a fantastic job setting all this up. Want to thank Fearless John Norman, who really stood closer than any other human being to the destruction and the destructive power of a television being hurtled. As Don continues to pummel away at the screen, he has punched through. Yes? What?
Yeah, careful,
Don. Oh, look at all the electronics. Don't cut yourself.
Don't cut yourself. A lot of sharp metal there in glass.
He's almost sprung it apart. Oh, did you cut yourself?
I always wondered how these things work.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Cool.
Circuit boards. Like I've... Whoa. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Everyone run.
Wow. There we go. All right. Like I've always said, the Japanese are brilliant.
He's just swinging that thing like crazy.
Yeah, he's a crazy man. All right, folks.
This was for my mother-in-law.
Show over. Nothing to see here.
Kidding,
there we go.
Of course.
Whoa. Ah, hey, I see how you did that.
Dropped it for a sweet lady.
That's right.
I think we gave all the plugs, Don. I want to thank everybody. And give yourselves a nice round of applause for coming out here.
Wonderful, marvelous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, our great engineers. Thanks, John. Oh, thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Joe, for being our videographer.
It's a pretty mess.
We'll have this up on the website.
It's a beautiful day.
.com.
Like any great sporting event, as we see the shards of glass being scraped up by the people that are remaining here at Augusta.
Jesus Christ, that was a beautiful day. Boy, that was fun.
And there's Robert the Angry Mailman going through the trash.
He's doing his pilfering out. Trying to find anything valuable.
That's the second dirty look I've gotten from Robert today.
He's screaming at you about your restaurant.
What a shame that wasn't on mic.
Thanks. On the website, thank you for coming down. A quick break, and we'll be back with Buzz and the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespo?
The Don and Mike Show.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I will have the pictures on the website to Mike tomorrow. The video will be up, I guess. Give us a day or so. That's a lot of video to slow down. And
a lot of activity, and a lot of people got some frustrations out down there, and it was
really
fun. It was fun to watch.
Did they?
It was plasma-rific.
I'm not even aware, Mike said to me. Hey, this is for my life.
Yes, you seem to be exorcising some demons.
It was
delightful, the best show we've ever done.
I'm kidding, Mike, of course, I'm kidding.
Yes, I know.
I'm kidding.
Better than acupuncture, you said. And I should point out to everyone that there indeed was a laceration. Don is bleeding.
God, but I'm okay. Mike? Never mind. Rob? Did you suck the blood out of my hand?
Thank you for fending me off on that one.
It's time for Buzz's News.
Poison out.
That's Caddyshack too, right?
Yes. Whenever anybody gets cut, we say that. And, of course, you don't go near the wounds.
No. Buzz brought to us tonight by Veramax.
Someone call for a doctor?
Number one, because it really works. Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Call 1-888-TRY-V-MAX. Now here's Buzz with news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, well, it's come to this. When gasoline prices go up and people start distilling their own fuel, what could possibly go wrong?
Joe.
What a great start. Being unemployed, a ditch digger in Orion, Michigan has built a distillery for himself and his friends and his neighbors.
Ditch digger
is what he did by trade, but right now he's out of work, so he spends his time this way.
But ditch digger for the longest time used to be like the thing my parents would say.
You don't want to end up being a ditch digger.
You don't want to be a DJ because
you're
going to get fired, and then you'll be a ditch digger your whole life.
Ditch digger. This guy went that route, became unemployed, but now it looks like he may have a bright future ahead of him if there are no lawsuits. You see, here's how it works. You bring your potatoes, your corn, anything starchy, and Paul Caballero will turn it into ethanol, a kind of alcohol you can burn as fuel. Just add a touch of gasoline to that, top off your tank, and drive away.
So can you actually take ethanol and just mix it with a little gas and it'll burn fine?
Yeah, just a little bit of gasoline apparently is enough to fool the internal combustion engine.
Didn't I read something about this out in Kansas or somewhere that there are people that have run their cars on this for years and years?
The gas stations have it, or at least they did for a while, had ethanol flavored gasoline for your car. Now, Paul...
It tastes wonderful.
Paul was called Gasohol.
Yes.
Gasohol.
Right. Paul uses the old moonshine still technique, which so far has only yielded about 4 gallons a day, but about $1.40 a gallon. So he'll sell you a distilling kit for $250. Somewhat disturbingly, he says you can set it up in your own kitchen with a gas stove.
Oh, God.
He's sold 3 dozen of them so far, mostly to Californians who are bracing themselves for $4 a gallon gasoline.
Joe,
wow.
Joe.
When I was out there a couple of weeks ago.
We're getting some kind of interference.
Joe. I tell you, I drive all over the place, but I like drinking it.
It's been a while since there's been any good news about or for the airline industry. These are hard times, except at Southwest. That airline tripled its first quarter earnings this year in an age where that just doesn't happen anymore. So how'd they do it? Well, more people in the seats, of course, but Mostly, they did it by hedging. Buying and stocking up on fuel before the price goes up.
You've not heard their new motto?
No, what's their new
free,
motto?
Free handy in first class.
Well, that's, yeah, no wonder there are more
really,
people.
It's about time the airlines did something for us.
And it's like a half and half if you're in business class.
Yeah.
They'll start, you finish.
Yeah. That's no fun.
And although the fuel is more expensive the next time the airline purchases it, it's cheaper than it will be the time after that, with fuel prices still going up.
That's the ticket.
Man, oh my God. Southwest Airlines still buying ahead. Southwest figures it saved $155 million doing this, and that's a lot of money even these
Excuse
days.
Me. I had a bunch of snot there.
That's the general idea.
Thank you, Judge Melville.
Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Sure, the Homeland Security work we've done since 9/11 is expensive. We've spent nearly $6 billion so far, and we plan to spend over 300% more this year than we did last year. Without it, how else would Santa Clara, California get Segway scooters for the cops so they can go racing after terrorists at a breathtaking 12 miles an hour?
You mean those stand-up things that they get?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Homeland costs like $3,000 each or something?
Your tax dollars into the Homeland Security Fund, then buying Segways for Santa Clara, California.
When you look at those Segways, don't they look like they would be so easy to just knock a guy off one of them?
They do.
And don't the people on them look retarded?
Yes, they do.
At first, when it first came out, you went, oh, this is like the wave of the future. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, they should be for crippled people.
But I would think they'd be cool in the city. If you had, like, if you wanted to go blocks and blocks and blocks.
Weren't you ever in New York when we were up there when you would see some dork on the street with one of those?
Yeah, it was too crowded and he couldn't really negotiate.
It was right after the Razor scooter thing. That was the new thing.
Yes.
And you would see some dork coming up Fifth Avenue in that thing. Mm-hmm. And you would just want to hold out your arm just to get him, like, right the Adam's apple.
Knock him down.
Like in the clothesline as you go by.
They've got to be top heavy.
And it's not hard because Buzz said the thing goes like 8 miles an hour.
Yeah, 12 tops. In fact, Homeland Security is just a new code word for pork barrel politics for towns across the country. It's purchased orange traffic cones and air-conditioned trash trucks. Well, these are things cities need, things they used to get before the cutbacks government made to accommodate Homeland Security. So the Homeland Security that taketh away now giveth back and then some. Quoting the Republican who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, the money's being doled out to every local community in the country, whether they need it or not. Sadly, according to a new government report, the city that falls farthest behind in spending its Homeland Security money? Washington, D.C.
Oops.
D.C. may lose, in fact, soon lose, $46 million, all because it wasn't spent by the deadline. Props to 60 Minutes in the Washington Examiner for this story.
There was a conehead last night on my way home. Mm-hmm. It was one of these work zones, and it was a work zone that, for 2 miles, there were signs saying, merge left, two lanes into one.
Yeah.
So finally you get up to that point where everybody's merging and there's one jackass that's just sitting there and he's going to push his way in. Even though the line of cars is like 30 cars, I'm 10 cars back. The guy pushed his way in. The guy that was being pushed into didn't want to give up his ground. So these two cars were merging into one lane and the guy that was illegally merging took out 4 orange cones.
See,
oh
God. See why we need them?
Yeah.
Man, oh man, after all that time.
Yeah, 4 orange cones, and still, because the guy that wouldn't let him merge in would not give an inch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is a low-speed chase. They are going like 5 miles an hour.
Or less.
And I'm just watching, it's like, boom, there goes one down.
Uh-huh.
Boom, second one down.
Uh-huh.
Boom. By the time they got to the fourth one, the guy that had been merged in on, mm-hmm. he finally gave.
My merge every night is similar to that, only it's about 75 to 80 miles an hour as opposed to that.
Yeah.
It's seriously, you know, on 66 when you have those merge, this is the 66 merge that they have.
Right.
And you go into a lane for another highway that's going in two different directions, and people seriously come up to the very end when there's a line of traffic, and they're going full speed, 65 to 70 miles an hour, and they zip in. And
see, I think that's how you should do it.
Yeah, well, no. Well,
even if the speed limit is 30, I think you should be going 70 or 80.
Yeah,
and
nobody
just
will see
zip
it.
Zip right in.
It would.
I smell that too, Mike. It's not me. I promise you.
Wow. What the hell is that?
That is like the worst smelling.
Oh my God, that's like egg.
It's like ammonia. There was a small glass something behind the CD box, and I broke it and I took it out of there.
Jesus.
I think it's smelling salts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, probably. Well, it would smell like ammonia if it was smelling salts. Is that what it smells like?
It smells like ammonia to me. It
smells like an egg fart.
Is it toxic? Jesus.
I've never felt better.
Oh, my God.
I got it out of the room as soon as possible. Of course, I should have been more careful.
Well, somebody tell Ron and Fez we didn't fart in here when they get in here and mention
like
how bad this room smells.
You know that smells. That smells like a stink bomb is what it smells like.
It smells like an egg fart.
Well, I took it out of the room. Sorry about
that. It's starting to seep into this room as well.
I know where it came from.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jeff Hare Bodie from the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah. You just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Oh, my God, it smells. What was it?
It was a little glass bottle. It looked like it had like a yellow fluid in it, like a Pepsi bottle. Oh. Unidentified? You know, it had printing on it. It was something professional. I can go get it out of the trash.
Why don't you take a peek? Go get it and see what it was real fast.
The printing said, do not open,
all
do not break.
Smarts.
And then I'll think,
I don't know.
I thought someone farted. I really thought someone had a death fart in here.
It's horrible.
If this bottle had been on the Brady Bunch, we'd have answers by now.
Now, Buzz is in the next room, and we have walls and glass between us, but you can smell it over
there. It's starting to come through the ventilation.
Jesus,
system.
What is it?
All right, what do you got, Robbie?
See, stupid me, I just wanted to get it out of the room. It's got small writing on it.
Yeah,
it says...
a vial. I think it's smelling salts.
First aid. Flush eyes with water for 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Skin. Wash thoroughly with water. Internal.
Smell.
Rinse mouth. Drink water.
Well, great. When Fez passes out tonight, now there'll be no way to revive him.
Yeah, like he hasn't smelled this before.
Rhode Island Novelty Company?
It's a stink bomb.
It's a stink bomb.
It's a stink. Get it out of here. It's a stink.
Take it out of here.
So my initial idea...
Take it out of here. Get it out of here, boy.
I'll put it in Dave Howard's office.
Jesus, I know those. Who put a stink bomb in the studio?
Wow.
And why? And when are we fixing
and
the bullet hole?
You know when you want to trigger a stink bomb, you know how you do it. You break it.
Yeah.
This one is just sitting out in the open.
I broke it.
He accidentally
but it was left there for him to break.
Yes. Somebody set a trap.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about...
It's like a mouse
trap. You think somebody set a trap for you?
Could be. I don't know. It was by... Every day we have a box of CDs that I bring in,
right.
Joe brings in, rather, but where all our CDs are, and it was right behind that. And when I went to move it, that's when I heard the crack.
Mm-hmm. Somebody set you up.
Yep.
A bitch set you up.
Mm-hmm. Somebody left
Mary and Barry
here.
Who could it be?
Bitch set me up. God, it smells in here.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Jesus.
Something really good, time permitting, when we come back.
God. Whew.
Jesus, I'm taking a walk.
That's not me. It ain't me, babe.
No, I know what that's a stink bomb.
It ain't me, babe, is the turtle sing. Well, pee you.
I do not like green eggs and ham. It's next.
I know we're running so late. Oh, we got a break. Excuse me.
Oh, hey. Nobody's going to notice.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Fix this smell.
An impossible duty from the producer.
You're
duty.
The best. You're the best, Bye. Did you just burp again?
Yeah.
You did.
I'm going to boot.
We'll be right. Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don and Mike website, that's the official website of our show. I'll have the pictures up of the destruction today and the video up. Give us a day to get that up on the website. Unrelated, Buzz believes that he came in the studio that, in fact, that stink bomb was planned to go off.
Planted by some ne'er-do-well.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It still stinks in here.
And I know who it was.
Who?
Who do I always blame for everything?
Who?
Greg Edger.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's always.
First stink we've had in the studio in a while.
Oh!
Finally!
Oh!
34-year-old Reggie Frank of Brooklyn had been busted for pleasuring himself in the lingerie section of the Lord & Taylor department store in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Hold on, there's something wrong if you do that?
Well, apparently, yes, Don. In this video age, he later had to appear before a judge via closed-circuit TV. If he pleads not guilty, he's taken to a different courthouse to face the judge in person. If he pleads guilty, the judge can sentence him right there via closed-circuit TV.
Unlike a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Chicago.
Reggie wasn't happy about any of this. The arrest, the video courtroom, his six-month sentence, anything.
Reggie.
He was swearing and shuffling and moved out of camera range at one point. Minutes later, he reappeared on the judge's monitor, doing the very thing he'd been arrested for.
Oh, God. And that's wrong.
Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. Learn to listen. Listen to learn. Learn a lot on this show. Hey, radio buddies. Ron and Fez are coming up next.
Yeah, they'd be delighted.
On WJFK-FM, don't blame us for the stink.
No.
And that's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't smell anything.
All right. Breathe.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.